Fox News Radio. I'm Dave Anthony. It's a State of the Union expected to focus a lot on the economy and the deficit.
It's a storm. It's a cloud over our future.
So Republican Senator Jeff Sessions wants to hear what President Obama plans to do to reduce the red ink. Fox News Radio's Todd Starnes live at the White House.
That's right, Dave. And that plan is to create more jobs through education and public works. The White House brushing aside concerns this is another stimulus program and also concerns from Democrats that he's becoming more centrist. But the president does hope to find common ground with Republicans by reaching some sort of compromise on taxes. He's also expected to talk about tone and tenor in the aftermath of the Tucson shootings, Dave.
Todd, House Republicans want cabinet agencies to go back to 2008 budget levels so they could pass a non-binding resolution today. The White House says cuts like that could cost tens of thousands of federal jobs. Russia's president is angry, wanting to know why they couldn't prevent yesterday's airport suicide bombing that left 35 dead. Fox News Radio's Jessica Gallagher is live in Moscow.
Dave, lots of political finger-pointing going on here in Moscow. Russian President Dmitry Medvedev is blaming airport security officials at Domodedovo for allowing the alleged suicide bomber to detonate more than 10 pounds of TNT in the middle of a busy hall. Airport officials say that Russian transport police are responsible for the lapse in security. Meanwhile, no one has claimed responsibility for the blast. Many suspect Islamist insurgents, Dave.
Jessica, it's a day of rage in Lebanon. Sunnis out in the streets protesting as a majority of Lebanese lawmakers vote to support Hezbollah's prime minister candidate, putting Shiite militants in line to control Lebanon's government. What movies are Oscar-worthy?
It's going to be online any second.
The Social Network could be up for Best Picture. Also expected to be nominated this morning, The King's Speech.
The nation believes that when I speak for them.
The nominee's out in about an hour and a half. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
We live in a rapidly evolving information age, one where a LifeLock membership is increasingly essential. Since last September, LifeLock has sent more than 320,000 advanced LifeLock identity alerts to help protect LifeLock members. They do this to help protect from identity theft before it happens rather than after the fact, like many credit monitoring services do. It's LifeLock's advanced identity alert system that provides the notification once a threat is identified. If somebody tries to open a credit card or mortgage loan or a mobile phone account in your name, when LifeLock detects the application within their extensive network, they alert you. And if you tell them it's fraudulent, they take action to help quash the threat. Now, don't wait to become a victim of identity theft. Make certain LifeLock is at your side 24/7.
Call LifeLock at 1-800-440-4926 and mention promo code RADIO10 to save 10% off your LifeLock membership. That's 1-800-440-4926 or LifeLock.com.
Imagine the media with no conservatives allowed. That's what we have before Rush. Rush Limbaugh at 11 on WTAW College Station, Bryan.
This is my way to learn Spanish.
This is my way to learn French.
My way to learn Russian.
Italian.
Japanese.
My way.
My way.
Chinese.
My way to learn a foreign language.
The best way to learn a foreign language is your way. Rosetta Stone invites you to try absolutely free a software program developed around the way you think and the way you learn, the same way you learned your first language. In fact, it's been recognized as the fastest, easiest way to learn a language, guaranteed.
It's totally my way to learn Spanish.
No classrooms, no boring drills, no useless memorization. It's a learning program that works around you, not the other way around. And right now you can try it absolutely, positively free with a free demo CD-ROM.
Free. That's definitely my way.
Try Rosetta Stone for free by calling 1-800-335-1656. 1-800-335-1656. For your free demo, call 1-800-335-1656.
Rattlers Convenience Stores has three great stores located in BCS, and they always have monthly specials throughout their stores. And January is no exception. Get 12 packs of Coors Light, Miller Lite, Budweiser, and Bud Light for only $9.99. And you'll need some munchies to go along with that cold beer. So choose from any large bag of chips, two for only $5. Hungry for breakfast? Then grab any of their breakfast food items. Or if you just need a pick-me-up, receive any size cappuccino or coffee for only 59 cents. Rattlers. Friendly. Clean. Texan.
Aggie owned and operated, Thrive Home Healthcare provides an excellent, cost-effective medical care alternative for patients and their families. Thrive Home Healthcare, helping others thrive. Call 846-1213 for qualification and more information.
WTAW News Time, 6:05, 40 degrees right now at the studios. Just not going to warm up much today. Lower to mid-50s. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after this first look at news. Good morning. I'm Chase Murphy. Three members of College Station City Council now have to decide whether to resign or face a recall election. The city secretary's office finished verifying signatures on Monday. Recall supporters collected five more signatures than were needed for Mayor Nancy Berry, but the cushion was much wider on two council members. Those seeking to remove Katie Marie Lyles had a buffer of 318, and for Dave Rusink, it was a margin of 342. City Secretary Sherry Mashburn will present official certification of the petitions Thursday at the next city council meeting. Mashburn says from there, the recall targets have 5 days to resign. Now, for those who don't step down by next Tuesday, February 1st, a recall election is expected to be ordered at the council's February 10th meeting. City staff says, according to state law, the recall election would be held May 14th. SaveWelburn.org, which organized the recall, has been referring to the College Station City Charter, calling for the election to be held within 30 to 60 days after the petition is presented to the council. Speaking of the city charter, council has given the green light to review it. City Secretary Mashburn says it was something she wanted to do last summer while pursuing that position.
One of the things I did before I even interviewed for the city was I reviewed the city charter. And I saw a lot of things that needed to be cleared up. There were a few things in there that I thought didn't quite follow state law. And that's not my call. I'm not an attorney, but they were just some things that I had a couple little concerns about.
Council approved Mashburn's idea to create a citizens review committee.
With what needs to be looked at and for it to be comprehensive, it's going to take a lot of time and energy. And the council has other things they have to concentrate on. And I think a citizens review committee would be the best avenue to do this with.
College Station residents interested in reviewing the city charter are invited to apply online at cstx.gov, or you can swing by City Hall. A Bryan man is dead after being hit by an oncoming train in Bryan Monday morning. Police say 53-year-old Herman Roberson was pushing a bicycle east along the railroad tracks near Harvey Mitchell Parkway when he was hit by an eastbound train. Authorities say the train conductor sounded the horn several times to alert Roberson of the train's presence, but he never moved. The railroad crossing on West 28th near Harvey Mitchell Parkway was temporarily closed while authorities investigated the accident. No other injuries were reported. The new College Station High School won't open until the fall of 2012, but the school's first principal will be hired around March 1st of this year. Deputy Superintendent Clark Ely says applications are still being taken from administrators inside the district.
We have an application process right now for internal applicants going forward, and that will close at the end of this month. Interviews will be held with a committee initially, and then a smaller committee of the superintendent and some deputies for the final round sometime in February. And we do anticipate having that individual hired and beginning his or her work on March the 1st.
Ely says there are enough internal candidates that the decision was made not to open applications outside CSISD. Thanks to the school district, you can see an aerial picture of the new high school on our website along with this story at WTAW.com. On a related item, road construction continues at the new high school. Speed limits have been reduced on Barron Road from Victoria to Highway 40. That will remain in effect through February of next year. After waiting a day, the Texas Senate gets down to the voter ID debate today. Robert Wood has that story from Austin.
Democrats question why the bill that would require you show a picture ID to vote has been declared an emergency while the budget hasn't. Lubbock Republican Senator Robert Duncan defends the declaration.
I believe there is a procedural and a timing issue here that I think allows this body to deliberate on this important issue.
Senators will ask a lot of questions about the bill, hear from both experts and the public, and eventually are expected to give the bill initial approval by the end of the day.
In Austin, Robert Wood, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Lieutenant Governor David Dewhurst unveiled the Texas Senate's draft budget proposal on Monday, calling for a 10.1% reduction in general revenue spending. The bill largely mirrors what was introduced by the State House last week. Both chambers will debate and amend the baseline budget, then meet later in conference committee to pass a final spending plan. The Senate calls for $73.8 billion in expenditures, exactly what the controller says Texas will earn in revenues over the next 2 years. But the total is $27 billion less than what experts say is needed to maintain current state services. The proposal does not increase state taxes or tap into the state's $9.5 billion rainy day fund. And it's possible your new best friend is a College Station man who recently received $1 million from the Texas lottery. Steve Muller is the first of six getting the top prize from the lottery's week-old scratch-off game called Black. Muller says he's going to pay off whatever he owes, then he's headed to Vegas. The winning ticket was purchased at a local convenience store, which is eligible for a $10,000 bonus from the lottery. WTAW News Time is 6:10, 40 degrees right now. Your forecast is coming up next. I'm Chase Murphy, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Somewhere in America, the blades of a turbine turn slowly above the windswept plain. This solitary turbine could power over 500 homes, but only if the power can reach them. Fortunately, Siemens Smart Grid Solutions help get energy from many different sources to where it's needed, reliably and efficiently. Smart answers help the environment, and the over 60,000 U.S. employees of Siemens have more answers every day. Siemens. Visit Siemens.com/answers.
If you're a small business owner like me, here's a little advice. Valpak's direct mail, online, and mobile apps gives my customers more ways to save and my business more ways to succeed. I own a med spa. Valpak makes the phone ring and keeps my appointment book full. Listen, advertising with Valpak works for my business, and it'll work for yours too. Call them today to schedule a free consultation at 800-4-VALPAK, V-A-L-P-A-K.
Hey, good morning. It's 6:11. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by United. Do you have roof leaks? Let the pros at United take care of your commercial and residential roof repair and maintenance needs. Call 268-ROOF or visit UnitedRoofingPros.com.
Storm system will continue to develop off to our east this morning and pull away. That leaves us under the influences of partial sunshine. Temperatures today up to about 55 to 60. We're going to be clear tonight. Lows will be 30 to 35. Tomorrow looks to be sunny and mild with temperatures pretty close to 60. The outlook for tomorrow night, we're clear. Lows will be around 35. Another nice day coming up for Thursday. It's going to be partly to mostly sunny. Temperatures will be near 60. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
As if this coming up weekend wasn't big enough for basketball in the Brazos Valley over at A&M, tonight you got crosstown showdowns in high school basketball. They play those now in the high school gyms, Brian and Consol, and Brian and Consol, boys and girls. We'll talk a lot of hoops coming up, and the all-pro team for the NFL has one former Aggie on it who's been on it six times now. We got that and more coming up in sports.
Yeah, you mean actually their individual gyms, not that people think they were playing outside in a parking lot or anything.
No, what did I say? I
said well, you said gyms. In their gyms, yeah. As
in their gyms,
to,
yeah.
As opposed to...
Well, they used to play it at
yeah.
Reed.
Right,
so
yeah,
exactly.
Well, they used to play it at yeah. Reed is what I...
It's not like they're all going to chalk out a parking lot over there in front of...
No, not like you and I used to play. Yeah, yeah right. Well,
there's that nice covered pavilion over there at Lions Park on University of Taro.
That so. Or, you know, the old Circuit City over there on Harvey. That's, ooh. You know, that'd be even better.
It's not being used for anything.
No, not at all.
Or the new Circuit City on...
Well, that too.
Or the new old Circuit City.
Any of those places.
We got two out-of-business Circuit City stores.
Wait. No, whoa. I've got it. No. How silly of us to have forgotten this.
What?
Right across from Golden Corral, there's a large parking area right
there.
Yeah. Yeah, but see, that needs to be resurfaced.
No.
That asphalt's getting kind of chippy.
What, you mean what they paid for that? And they got. Oh, never mind.
Yeah. Well, you know,
I was poking you as I know. Yeah,
well, you know, you joke, but when I was in elementary school, I played on the basketball team, and we had to practice outdoors. We did not have a gym. We practiced outdoors with a wooden goal post at each end, and we just couldn't wait to play games because we actually got to play inside gyms.
Go in there.
You mean to throw you a comparison, my friend?
Sure, go ahead.
Flash forward to my junior high days, and our gym had a tile floor.
Oh, yes! My God. Oh, really?
Yes.
Our
yes.
gym had a tile.
I hear you, buddy.
You mean like with like grout in the cracks and everything, right?
Well, no, it's a linoleum
floor.
Oh, linoleum floor.
Had a linoleum floor.
Oh, yeah, that... I'm not going to say that was common, but I saw a few of those.
Can you say shin splints?
Yeah.
Oh, golly. Yeah. That's hard to fall on right there.
I want to say I did a ball game in Vider, and they had that.
Well, Vider's got a lot of issues.
Yeah, they do. They do. But I remember, was it dark, or what color was it?
Mm.
It wasn't Vider, because nothing's dark in Vider.
That's right.
Yeah.
It was probably like one in Vider. It's black.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Well, I mean, because you'd show the tinny marks on something like that, you might get something that had a little pattern.
That's right.
And it could be, you know, Wallace down there at the linoleum store, because he was friends with the superintendent, went ahead and cut him a deal on that.
I think it was cheaper.
Yeah, got that ugly green there. We can use that. It'd be fine. Anyway, I lost my iPhone while skydiving naked. Tops a
there's a country song.
Yep. Yeah. Tops an insurance company's list of weird insurance claims. According to a British company, the man was trying to photograph himself in the nude while flying, or actually falling, I guess, through the air, but dropped the gadget and was forced to make a claim. He really wasn't forced to make a claim.
Before we even get to the concept of using your using your phone, which I'm sure numerous skydivers have.
Sure.
Guess where I'm calling you from?
Yeah.
But having seen people skydive before, and I'm guessing this guy was somewhat experienced, knowing that, you know, you can try and control it all you want, but there's always the chance you could end up in a tree or some underbrush.
Yeah.
Or not quite land flat of your feet when you land.
Yeah.
Wouldn't there be some inherent dangers to doing that naked?
I'm thinking he just made sure he didn't go over a thistle patch.
Oh, that hurt your thistle.
That ruined your day. Yes, it would. So anyway, other strange reasons for lost or damaged phones, including accidentally burying it in the garden and dropping it in the food blender.
Ooh.
Now, my thought is, what, the blender's on the floor, or you're really tall?
Yeah. Doesn't Letterman do that?
Matter of fact, doesn't make an insurance claim for it.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
No, he does Will It Float.
Yeah.
All right. Info.
Mason.
And, you know, did you quickly put the lid on top? Because I'm thinking parts is going to be flying off that thing pretty quick. Uh-huh. Get downright
dangerous.
By the way, we may need alternate birthdays today. I'm just warning.
Really? All right.
I think.
I'll go have a look.
Yeah.
You mean him? Oh, and him?
Yes. Shop online, read the reviews, talk to owners, and see for yourself why more people choose Toyota trucks. The brand known for quality, dependability, and reliability. Tough, capable trucks like Tundra and Tacoma, built for any job. It's no wonder Toyota was number one in retail sales for 2010. And every new Toyota comes with Toyota Care, featuring 2 years complimentary maintenance. Now, with attractive offers like zero APR, you could save thousands. It's time to see why Toyota is the right truck for you. Pocket $3,000 cash on all new 2011 Tundras, or choose zero APR for 60 months and save over $5,600 in finance charges. To see dozens of other great offers, visit buyatoyota.com. Based on manufacturer's retail sales data, CYTD, covers normal factory scheduled service for 2 years or 25,000 miles, whichever occurs first. Cashback through TMS and GST, financing with approved credit through TFS. Savings based on weekly national auto rates for 60-month term on bankrate.com of 6.19% versus 0% with $34,200 financed. Typical amount for a new 2011 Tundra Crewmax. See dealer or call 800-792-AIR for details. Offerings 131-2011.
Hey, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
It is the 25th of January, and happy birthday to you if it's your birthday today. I don't have too many today. Actor Dean Jones, who starred in a lot of family films like The Love Bug and stuff like that, he turns 80 years old today. Blues singer Etta James is 73.
I heard
on the news last week that she's quite ill, so...
We'll wish her a happy one.
Hope 73 years old.
Well, you bet. At last.
Yeah, at last. Sure, that was her. Yeah, that
man.
Doesn't get a whole lot better now.
No, that's
it?
On my iPod. So
there you go. Lee Taylor Young from Peyton Place is 66 years old. Actress Jennifer Lewis, you know her if you saw her. She's 54 years old today. Actress Anna Ortiz of Ugly Betty, if you watch that show, is 40 years old. And Alicia Keys turned 30 years old today. And really, that's all I had.
Multi-talented Alicia Keys, if you know anything about her. She plays the piano, like Brooklyn-born and raised, kind of an R&B pop mixture.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But very, very talented.
We got Mark Super Duper.
Oh, the wide receiver?
That's it.
Today?
Uh-huh. Yeah, B-52.
There you go.
Okay, birthday and a half.
Uh-huh.
Here we go. Bill Bradley.
Oh, the basketball politician.
Yeah, well, back when Rhodes Scholars were NBA stars.
Yeah, right.
Not that there were a whole bunch then, but there was at least one,
uh-huh.
And he happened to be it.
Yeah.
Then went in.
A Rhodes Scholar spelled R-O-A-D.
Yeah, right. True. Jim Davis, the guy who draws Garfield.
Oh.
He'll be 65 and a half. Sally.
Struthers
will be 63 and a half. That's her waist size, too. I mean, she's standing there eating a peanut butter and jelly sandwich while this child over here is crying. Hugo Chavez, he'll be...
Boy, Scott's got her not only as fat, but heartless.
I know.
Okay, there you are. Yeah. Well, I mean, you think about it.
I mean, she's not like, saying, like, hey, you want a bite? You know, yeah.
Come on. Come on. Come on.
I mean, Rob Reiner went on to continue to have a spectacular career.
Right. Right.
And Carol O'Connor went on to die. Two more successful series after that and did things. And then
Edith is in, you know, quiet retirement.
Worked as long as she wanted to. And there's Sally going, what? Yeah, anyway. Uh-huh. And then rapper Soulja Boy.
Problem is, if you did an Hall of the Family reunion, you'd be hard-pressed to get Sally and Rob in the same shot now.
Yeah, that's true.
Just Brakes.
What does Just Brakes charge for pads and shoes?
Just Brakes safety experts will install pads and shoes on all four wheels for just $99.88.
All four wheels?
Just Brakes machines rotors and drums, packs bearings, and inspects your brake system for any other problems.
Just Brakes installs pads and shoes on all four wheels and machines rotors and drums for $99.88. Why do you do it, Just Brakes?
At Just Brakes, we
offer good on most cars and light trucks. Additional repairs may be required at additional cost. $6 shop supply fee not included.
The conservative underground meets right now. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
So we got more examples of liberal civility in the age of Obama's admonition. Of course, they bring a knife, I'll bring a gun. This one comes to us courtesy of a liberal talk show host in Wisconsin who is mocking the GOP lieutenant governor. Oh, let's see, making crude sex jokes, talking about the governor's cancer.
I'm Rebecca Clayfish. What? And then I got colon cancer and I ran around the state to help people. Even though I have government health care, screw everyone else.
Yes, in the age of Obama civility. I wonder what the president will say about Alan Grayson saying Republicans' health care plan is for old people to die.
The conservative underground meets later today on the Sean Hannity Show.
Sean Hannity, weekdays 2 to 5 on 1620 WTAW.
With Ally Bank's 24/7 live customer care, you can speak with a real person, not a machine, anytime you want. If you need to know the latest and greatest interest rate at 1 p.m. or check your account balance at 4 a.m., it's no problem. Just press 0 to speak with a knowledgeable customer care associate who will help answer your questions. Plus, we post our wait times right on our website, so not a moment of your time is wasted. When it comes to banking, who wouldn't love that? Learn more at alliedbank.com. Member FDIC.
Could switching to GEICO really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Does a rolling stone gather no moss? No moss. You're gonna have to trust me on this one.
Switch to GEICO now and you could save hundreds on your car insurance. For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15%.
Check out all the places that offer eye care and you'll notice they talk about how their services are better. Maybe they'll cost less. Keep in mind, eye care is a lot like other things in life. You get what you pay for. And your eyes deserve the best. Your eyes are worth it. My vision was worth it, and that's why I went to Texas Regional Eye Center. I'm Chase Murphy. I let the pros at Texas Regional Eye Center take care of all my eye care needs, and you should too. Exams, glasses and contacts, and of course, LASIK. You knew I had to talk about that. Ask your friends, your neighbors, your coworkers. Chances are most of them had their LASIK surgery done at Texas Regional Eye Center. If you're worried about the cost, keep in mind Texas Regional Eye Center offers 24 months interest-free financing. There is no reason to go anywhere else. You can find out more today by going to TexasRegionalEye.com. For all your eye care needs, 24 months interest-free financing on LASIK, there is only one place. For excellence in eye care, you'll see the difference with Texas Regional Eye Center.
We're constantly hearing about distracted driving, you know, texting and talking on the phone. But some safety experts say the feds are putting too much emphasis on distracted driving and they're losing track of the basics of traffic safety, like drunken driving. They say laws banning cell phones and texting haven't done much good. The feds say they'll keep trying. And then there's Kathy Cruz Marrero. She fell into a fountain at a shopping mall in Pennsylvania while texting. She got wet, but she wasn't hurt. But when security guards laughed at her, Marrero got mad and now has filed a $15 million lawsuit against the shopping center. Security cameras captured the incident. It's gone viral on YouTube. Think you can get by with claiming your boat is a second home on your tax return? Well, maybe you can. There are limits on what you can call a second home, but then there's nothing that says it can't be floating on the water. If you live part-time on a boat, maybe you can deduct some of your expenses. But talk to your tax advisor to see if the idea will float. I'm Stacey Cohen. Learn more at ConsumerAffairs.com.
Here we are, Miss Jeannie's Child Care.
Aw, I don't want to go in there.
Now, be a big boy. I drive you here every day.
Dad, they don't pay attention to me, and there are too many other kids.
Don't be in the dark about child care. Put yourself in your child's place. Get to know your child's caregiver, because together you can probably solve your child's concerns. Visit don'tbeinthedark.org, brought to you by the Texas Department of Family and Protective Services.
Do you feel like your marriage just isn't what it used to be? Do you want to transform your tired marriage into one filled with love and respect? Here's help for you. The Sacred Marriage Conference on Friday, February 11th and Saturday, February 12th at Central Baptist Church. Hear best-selling author and international speaker Gary Thomas. To register, call 776-9977 or click cbcbrian.org. Learn how to build a better marriage at the Sacred Marriage Conference on February 11th and 12th. Call 776-9977 or click cbcbrian.org.
Hey, good morning. It's 626. Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you by ResPro. Fire damage or water damage to your home or your business, they can help you out. Home, apartment, business, any of those. 690-8659. 690-8659. 53 for a high temperature today. Once again, we're going to have some sunshine today. Yesterday we didn't have that, and there was a little bit of rain last night. 32 for our low temperature tonight, so right at freezing. And then we'll probably be in the upper 50s to around 60 for the balance of the week. And looking on towards Saturday, looks really nice with partly sunny skies and 67, so that'll be ideal. And tonight's about our only shot at getting a freeze this week. Right now, humidity 76%. Winds are from the northwest at 12. Feels like 36 out there. Our air temperature is 42 degrees right now. It worked so well before. Okay. All right, let's have a technical difficulty. Let's see. I'll try this one.
Classic style and quality materials are standard with Marriott Homes. A Marriott home is not only attractive, but it's functional and sensible. A Marriott home retains its appeal and value for many years. Magnificent homes with superior workmanship and long-lasting durability are characteristics of a Marriott home. This is Coulter Marriott, and we feel that your home should be an expression of you. Our family has been building in Brazos Valley for over 33 years, one home at a time. Marriott Homes, a tradition of excellence, voted best in the Brazos Valley 5 years running.
Working in the right job for the right employer can make all the difference in the world to your career. So are you doing those things? I'm Mike Carruthers with Something You Should Know. Coming up.
Do you have more than 4 hot flash episodes a day? Do you ever wake up at night soaked in sweat? Do you experience mood swings, heightened emotions, or sometimes feel on the verge of tears? Have you gained more than 5 pounds? Have you lost the energy level you had before menopause? Do you have low libido or no interest at all? If you said yes to any of these questions, you may be suffering with severe menopause symptoms and you qualify to receive a free month supply of Amberen. Amberen is the incredibly effective all-natural solution for menopause relief. It's backed by published clinical trials and 30 years of research. It has helped thousands of women get free from the awful symptoms of menopause. Call now and ask how you can receive 30 days of Amberen free of charge. Free supplies are limited, so go to amberentrial.com. That's amberentrial.com. Or call 1-800-385-2230. That's 1-800-385-2230. 1-800-385-2230.
What makes for a great career? Well, first you have to pick the right career. And yet,
millions of people don't do it. They take the highest paying job, the highest status job. Probably as many people take the wrong job as marry the wrong person.
Dr. Edward Halliwell, author of the book Shine, Using Brain Science to Get the Best from Your People, explains how to determine if you're in the right career.
The test that I use, is it a job at the intersection of what you like to do, what you're good at, and what someone will pay you to do? And if you're at the intersection of those three spheres, you're in the right job.
But even if you choose the right career, Dr. Halliwell's research shows that your work environment can make or break your career.
It's when you're with a group of people and you feel trust with one another, you're so much more open and at ease and, you know, your whole brain comes into play. If you're with people and you're worried you're getting gossiped about and stabbed in the back, you're living in a state of anxiety and fear, which absolutely makes you stupid.
And savvy employers know how important this is.
SAS, which was just voted the number one company to work for, it's incredible the lengths they go to take care of their people. And skeptics who used to say, oh, that's coddling. Well, the real smart companies, the SASs and the Googles and the Apples, that's what they're doing. They are creating this positive atmosphere where creative people can thrive.
It's something you should know.net. I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's something you should know.
Would you like to make more definite progress in your walk with God? Bibles for America is offering a free study Bible and a set of free Christian books that can really help. The New Testament Recovery Version is one of the most comprehensive study Bibles available today. It's an accurate translation, and it contains thousands of footnotes that will help you to know God and to know the meaning of life. The free books are a three-volume set called Basic Elements of the Christian Life. Chapter by chapter, Basic Elements of the Christian Life clearly presents God's plan of salvation, growing in Christ, and how to build up the church. To order your free New Testament Recovery Version and Basic Elements of the Christian Life, call Bibles for America toll-free at 800-919-6402. That's 800-919-6402. Or visit us online at bfa.org.
WTAW News Time, 6:31, 39 degrees right now at the studio. Sunshine today, high in the mid to lower 50s. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Mia's on Main. For windows beyond measure and more, it's Mia's on Main in the Brazos Decorative Center, downtown Bryan. Good morning, I'm Chase Murphy. Working virtually nonstop for 2 weeks, College Station City Secretary's office has finished verifying signatures seeking to recall three members of City Council. Members of SaveWelburn.org collected enough signatures for all three. In the case of Mayor Nancy Berry, recall proponents picked up only five more registered voters above the minimum. The margin was much higher for the others, by 342 for Dave Rusink and 318 for Katie Marie Lyles. While recall supporters quoted the city charter in calling for the recall election to be held in March or April, city officials say state law mandates they hold it May 14th. Berry, Lyles, and Rusink have until next Tuesday, February 1st, to decide whether to resign. Now, for those who don't resign, City Secretary Sherry Mashburn says the city council is expected to order the recall election February 10th. Changes are coming to the College Station City Charter. City Council has approved the creation of a Citizens Review Committee requested by City Secretary Mashburn.
They approved my timeline, which means the next time it'll be coming before the council will be at that second meeting in February. And at that time, they'll do the creation, and they'll probably give me maybe some direction ahead of time, maybe in February, on what they're going to be actually looking for. But I want to go ahead and start advertising this.
Mashburn says she saw potential changes to the city charter last summer.
I know that I'm not the only one that has some concerns or issues with the charter. Other departments have spoken to me about that. And so everybody's going to be submitting things to the council for them to see if they want to charge the commission to review those sections for amendment.
College Station residents interested in reviewing the city charter are invited to apply online at the city's website, cstx.gov, or you can apply at City Hall. Bryan police are investigating the death of a local man who was hit and killed by a train Monday morning. Police say 53-year-old Herman Roberson was pushing a bicycle east along the railroad tracks near Harvey Mitchell Parkway and Highway 21 when he was hit by an eastbound train. The conductor told police he sounded the horn several times, but to no avail. The railroad crossing on West 28th Street near Harvey Mitchell Parkway was temporarily closed during the investigation. No one else was injured. It's more than just a skeleton coming out of the ground. Taking shape is the new College Station High School. And thanks to CSISD, you can now see an aerial picture of the new school on our website, along with this story at WTAW.com. Deputy Superintendent Clark Ely says applications are also being taken through the end of this week from current administrators interested in becoming the new high school's first principal.
Well, we know that we have a number of quality administrators in College Station ISD. number of which have good high school experience. We feel we have viable candidates already within our district, and so the decision was made to go forward with an internal posting only. We feel very good about the various options that we have here for folks to fill that very important chair.
Ely says the new principal should be hired around March 1st. The new high school opens in the fall of 2012. On a related item, road construction continues in the area. The city has announced reduced speed limits on Barron Road from Victoria to Highway 40 that will remain in effect through February of next year. The Texas Senate has released its spending plan and will start hearings on it sooner than ever. Robert Wood has that story from Austin.
The Senate budget plan still makes deep cuts, but keeps some programs cut in the House budget more or less intact, like pre-K programs, and would cut fewer state jobs, a little over 8,000. To take up the budget as soon as possible, the lieutenant governor has appointed the Finance Committee early, and Committee Chair Steve Ogden wants permission to start budget hearings within a week.
We will be asking this body later this week for permission to take up and hear this bill.
In Austin, Robert Wood, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Governor Rick Perry has declared an emergency issue of efforts to require a woman considering an abortion to first have a sonogram. The Texas House received the official filing from Perry on Monday. He first announced the plan Saturday at an anti-abortion rally in front of the Capitol. Making the issue an emergency item allows lawmakers to begin considering the legislation in the first 30 days of the legislative session. And a College Station man is $1 million richer, minus taxes, after playing a new Texas lottery scratch-off game. Steve Muller is the first of six getting the top prize of the black scratch-off that was introduced last week. Muller says he's headed to Vegas after paying off bills. A local convenience store where Muller bought the winning ticket is now eligible for a $10,000 bonus from the lottery. WTAW News Time is 6:36, 39 degrees right now. The news is brought to you by Mia's on Main. More news coming up at 7 o'clock or 24 hours a day at WTAW.com. I'm Chase Murphy, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Howdy, this is Jim Ross, your local State Farm agent for Mia's on Main. Our space at the Wells Fargo building is a total success because of Mia's practicality and great style. It's been a win-win situation for our employees and our clients. The creative team at Mia's is personable, fun to work with, and was realistic with my budget. From custom draperies, beddings, blinds, shades, and shutters to complete home office designs, call 823-MAIN. That's 823-6246. Mia's on Main, located in the Brazos Decorative Center in downtown Bryan.
Hi, this is Roy Bowman from Bowman Business and Tax Services. It's tax time once again, and we are here to help you. We have been preparing tax returns since 1987 and are an authorized IRS e-file provider. Do you know the new tax laws? Probably not. Don't be one of the thousands of people who prepare their own return and pay the IRS too much money. Let us save you time and money. We guarantee fast and accurate preparation. Call us at Bowman Business and Tax Services at 696-6776 for your appointment.
Scott and White Health Plan, your partner in wellness. Learn more at SWHP.org.
Hey, good morning. It's 6:37. Let's check some weather. It's brought to you this morning by the area's only accredited sleep center, the College Station Sleep Center.
Area of high pressure is building into the region. Right now, we find the high across New Mexico. It'll be responsible for some sunshine today. Still have some cloudiness off to our east and some clouds to our west, so I think the best we'll do today is partly sunny weather. Highs will be in the mid and upper 50s. We're clear tonight with lows in the low to mid 30s. Sunshine for tomorrow. Highs are going to be in the lower 60s. Clear skies in the mid 30s tomorrow night. It's going to be partly to mostly sunny on Thursday, a high in the lower 60s. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Are you ready for this weekend of basketball, Texas A&M style? It is going to be something, folks. Sunday at high noon, the Aggie women will take on number one Baylor, and then Monday night, Big Monday, it'll be the rematch, the quick rematch between the Aggie men and the Longhorns. We'll talk about that. We'll also talk about all pros. Got a former Aggie on that team. All that and more coming up in sports.
I'm thinking that Bobby Knight and Bart Musburger for two Mondays in a row have pretty much had games they'd just as soon not been doing.
Yeah, they could not have been phoning it in any more than they were at the end of the first half last night.
Yeah, yeah, they were in Manhattan last night,
mm-hmm.
right? Yeah. And,
well,
and I was told yesterday by Homer Jacobs was in to do Chip Show. I didn't realize it, but Musburger lives in Missoula, Montana, and he flies commercial. This is what Homer was saying, that
really?
He heard Musburger talk. He talks about this flight that he gets out of Missoula that gets everywhere he needs to be, but that's kind of a grind, you know?
No, you know, and I don't know.
Missoula's a beautiful place in the summertime, you know, but still.
Well, and he may want to do that. I don't know if y'all have done that, but But I've done that thing going into Manhattan where, without a charter, where you got to fly into KC and then drive through some really exciting land to get there. Anyway, but I can't imagine that ESPN doesn't run a jet for him.
Yeah.
I can't imagine that.
Well,
but anyway. So he comes in already pumped up.
Right. He's already mad at somebody. His luggage is already lost. Yeah.
And again, last Monday was a blowout. There's no question about that. But at least you had the rivalry factor, and you had, you know, you're at the Drum, and that's a pretty good place to watch a ball game. But I mean, yeah, that last night.
No, it's not.
Oh, well, I've seen some good games there.
Well, you're talking about the quality of the game. I'm talking about the quality of the facility.
Oh, yeah. No.
No, you're a mile away from it.
You're too far away.
I used to go there when it was brand new, before they had to scratch that gum off the chair. But anyhow, yeah. But
no, I've watched some really good games there.
Yeah. No, that was the game last night I watched from the other room. I mean, never mind.
I mean, because not once but twice I've watched the Mighty Tigers of Clarksville claim a state championship in that building.
Ah, there you go.
Well, there you are. Yes, sir. So be it. Were you out on the court?
He stormed the court.
Bouncing with the mascot. Yeah.
No. The first time they played, because they've lost two or three state championship games there, but the first time they played, which was in 1989, we went down to the court because my stepdad was a former Little League baseball coach of one of the players, and he just wanted to go down and touch base with him.
Right, absolutely. Yep.
And as we found our way down to the court, walked past this ginormous kid, you know, with who had just won a state championship, and his name was Shaquille O'Neal.
Oh, yeah.
So,
well, nobody knew how to pronounce it then.
Yeah, we just knew that they had a really tall kid, and he was a one man gang and going to LSU at that point.
That's right, San Antonio Cole. Right.
Yep.
Yeah.
All right. So Rahm Emanuel apparently not going to get to run for mayor.
Yeah. How about that? The judge put a squash on that, didn't he?
Knowing the language that he uses, do you think he was just a bundle of joy yesterday?
Oh yeah.
Well, he's going to take it to the state supreme court.
Oh, I'm sure he is.
But evidently, the printed ballots have already been ordered.
Oh my.
Without his name on it.
Oh my.
Yeah.
Not going to be good there.
But they say that if he doesn't make it, that he'll come back and run the re-election campaign.
Oh, good.
Because that's what he'll do.
We need that boy. We need that toe dancing boy in there doing that. So that collective scream that you hear from the liberals, that was yesterday's USA Today op-ed piece where Barack Obama was praising Ronald Reagan.
Mm-hmm.
It was Reagan. It would have been Reagan's 100th birthday. Of Reagan, he wrote, "President Reagan recognized the American people's hunger for accountability and change, putting our nation on a bold new path toward both," which I'm trying to... No, he didn't say that. And although he knew that conflicts between parties and political adversaries were inevitable, he also knew they would never be strong enough to break the ties that bind us together.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, how inspiring. Okay, so tonight's the night.
The
Republicans and Democrats sing together.
The SOTU, as they call it.
Oh, is that it?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
They'll all have little bags of gummy bears with Brock's candy there, and they'll pass it among themselves, and they'll all listen and tap their feet.
And guess who's going to be sitting next to Michelle? Just guess.
Kevin Costner. I was wrong, huh?
No, it would be, what's the young man? The intern from Tucson. He will
be
there sitting next to Michelle, so that will... That'll be nice.
Well, it will. Yeah. So we'll see how all that works out. And then of course, Paul Ryan, who is the rock star, will be he'll have the response from the Republican Party. And we mentioned that Michelle Bachmann is going to stream something on YouTube. So,
Michelle Bachmann. Do you ever watch Anderson Cooper?
No.
Okay. He has a little segment in his show called "Keeping Him Honest."
Okay.
And he put it on Michelle Bachmann last night as far as her knowledge of history and some obvious mistakes that she's made in recent speeches about history and our forefathers and slavery and stuff like that. So it was quite telling. Anderson Cooper does a good job of this as far as taking people and what they say and putting the old truth meter to it.
Oh, okay.
So it was interesting.
That's a good thing.
Yeah.
Majority Leader Eric Cantor of Virginia sent the message out to the states. I think we already knew it, but officially forget about any kind of federal bailout. He said, quote, "State governments have the requisite tools to address their ills." In other words, raise your own stinking taxes. Don't expect a handout from us. So
That's Eric Cantor giving the bad news. And also, while we're talking about budgets and dollars and things like that, the aforementioned Paul Ryan has said that they're only going to make $60 billion in cuts in this year's budget, but they really want to do more. They said everything will be cut 15% with the exception of defense, veteran affairs, and homeland security if they get their way. In fact, the GOP study group says they want to do more than that. They actually want to cut $100 billion in the next 7 months, which would mean a 30% decrease in agency budgets. And, of course, the Democrats say, you know, if it's a local government, what's the first thing they say is going to have to be cut?
Police and fire.
Police and fire. Okay, well, since we don't have a national fire department, thank goodness.
yeah, because you'd have to fill out forms to, for them to come put your house out.
It
you know.
Could be a real,
that's right.
real problem.
Yeah, that's right. And they drive over from Shreveport. You
yeah,
know?
Yeah,
yeah. We'll be there Thursday.
We'll be there.
What?
Be there in a while.
Yeah.
And the gas bill would just be, you know. Anyway, so they said what that will do is, of course, require them to lay off thousands of FBI agents and food safety inspectors. So, see, we got health and safety, okay? Health and safety, or safety and health. Because, after all, the FBI always answers the call when you need them to come and you know, do whatever. So that's what the Democrats are saying. And we'll see what happens. It's an interesting little chat. Now, let me see. New York Times, CBS poll finds that U.S. Americans overwhelmingly favor spending cuts by the government rather than raising taxes. Oh, wait a minute until you get to some specific programs.
Anything that affects me.
Oh, yeah, right? Wait a minute. You got to cut his program? That's fine.
Well, it's the old college roommate argument. You know, if the house or the apartment was messy, it was your stuff. It was their crap.
Yeah, right. You're right. Exactly. Yeah.
You know, mine you is need fine. To clean up your crap because I don't have room for my stuff.
Yeah, this is a justifiable expense. How could you not think that we should do something like that? And, of course, altogether now, it's Medicare and Medicaid right there in the middle of it. So, and Social Security. So we'll see how all that works out, but I don't think there's any new news when it comes to that. And phone poll from the Rasmussen people of about likely 2012 Republican presidential candidates. It's Mitt Romney with a 5-point lead over Sarah Palin and a 7-point lead over Mike Huckabee. Now, Romney pulls 24% support with Palin at 19 and Huckabee at 17 when you talk about just Republicans who consider themselves very conservative. The deal is he's got some more of those moderate-slash-liberal Republicans on his side, and that's the reason I guess he's got the winning numbers right now. And despite calls for him to avoid the event, U.S. Supreme Court Justice Antonin Scalia, due to attend a closed-door forum yesterday sponsored by the Tea Party Caucus. That's kind of interesting to have a sitting Supreme Court justice go into something that's that partisan. Anyway, and the aforementioned Michelle Bachmann said that some members of Congress on the Democrat side were also planning to attend, making it a bipartisan event. So we may have some news on that today. All right, 6:47.
I'm Cletus Cowboy Davis, one of the more mature lawyers in the Brazos Valley. Let me tell you about a client that came in my office the other day. This young lady was going through a divorce, and she was very nervous and upset about it. So I comforted her by telling her that my primary goal for my clients is to get them through the divorce procedure in the shortest period of time with the least amount of legal fees and the least amount of pain. Now, I don't have control over those three areas, but by the time I talked to her and told her that my job was to represent her and make sure all of her rights are protected in the divorce procedure, she felt a lot better about it. So, if you're looking for an understanding attorney, call Cletus Cowboy Davis, one of the more mature lawyers in the Brazos Valley.
Contact Cletus Cowboy Davis at 779-7200. That's 779-7200. Or visit familyandestatelaw.com.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
For nearly 70 years, Producers Cooperative has been providing quality agricultural products and services to farmers and ranchers in the Brazos Valley. From a full line of livestock feed, seeds and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, it's all at Producers. Producers employs professionals with the expertise to provide technical assistance for your success. High performance products, quality
service, outstanding results since 1943. Producers on Texas north of 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
We see our important trees in an entirely different light in this dormant time of winter. I'll be back with details, winter tree considerations, right after this important message. With growing season 2011 out there before you, you need a copy of my 2011 Texas Gardening Calendar. In more than 10,000 words, it will tell you what you need to plant, prune, fertilize, and spray in each month of this gardening year. It's a beautiful calendar with all of that information. Save one-third on it by buying it with a one-year new or renewal subscription. That's to Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine. Buy this offer today for just $36.95. Your satisfaction is completely guaranteed. We've been doing our magazine for 25 years. We feature the finest garden writers in Texas. Every word of our magazine is written just for the great state of Texas. And this is my 28th annual Texas Gardening Calendar. I believe it may be my best. More than 10,000 words, more than 50,000 keystroke entries, hundreds of bullets telling you when to do all the important tasks. Call 1-800-752-GROW. 1-800-752-4769. Tree trunks become much more noticeable in the wintertime. It's not that they weren't out there all summer. It's just that we didn't see them then. We see them much more clearly now when there's nothing else to look at. However, that's a good thing, as we can come to appreciate the inherent beauty of their varied bark colors and patterns. There's quite a distance, for example, between the peeling red trunks of Natchez crepe myrtles and the coarse and craggy brown trunks of persimmons. And extending up from the trunks, we also see our tree's branch structures at this time. Ginkgos extend upward, willows arch. Others fall somewhere in between these extremes. Sweet gums even show corky ridges of bark along their smaller twigs. That's a harmless novelty that really worries some landscapers. While we're paying homage to tree trunks of our lovely deciduous shade trees, let's also pay dues to a couple of workhorse evergreen species. Live oaks quietly go about their work all summer long, seldom complaining and just growing more handsome with each passing decade. However, they become the stars of the winter gardens when they hold course without dropping leaves while others around them are bare. Southern magnolias and little gem magnolias get the same plaudits. In more natural settings and larger gardens, eastern red cedar juniper deserves the same recognition. Branch structure and strength become issues this time of year. Winter ice storms can ruin beautiful trees. Spring winds can do the same degree of damage. Sometimes it's possible to cable large branches together so that one counterbalances another and protects against this sort of damage. You can see those opportunities better in the winter while the limbs are bare, but the cabling can actually be done at any time. There's a right way and a wrong way to cable a tree, and you need to have a professional do that work for you. House foundations are challenged by extended dry weather. We see it during the summer times, and you can actually see it in the winter time if you have a dry spell. Trees get the blame as their roots often extend beneath the concrete slabs, also beneath walks and drives. And this is the time, if you're going to cut a root to stop that damage from happening, this is the time to do so. That gives the tree several months to get new roots established before the summer's heat returns. Trees are the backbone of Texas landscaping. We must never forget them. That's true when they're making our summers more bearable, but it's equally true as we stay focused on their contributions and needs during the winter time. I'm Neil Sperry. Landscaping the small spaces will be the subject of our next Plant Talk Texas. Until then, happy gardening.
It's 6:52. Good morning, everybody. I'm Tom Turbeville. Here's sports. It's brought to you by Atkinson Toyota, Madisonville, and Bryan. Well, gone are the days that basketball's edition of the Crosstown Showdown was played at Reed Arena. Just got too expensive in a day when school districts are trying to save money, not spend it. Anyway, good high school basketball rivalry should be played in small, loud, rocking high school gyms. And that's where they'll be played tonight when the Bryan and Consol boys meet at Viking Gym. The same time the Bryan and Consol girls meet at Tiger Gym. Both games tip at 7 o'clock. For the boys, the two teams are tied for third place in district at 4-3. So this game is essential to both teams' hopes to be one of the four district teams that will eventually make the playoffs. Bryan won the first meeting by 3 after trailing by 13 at Tiger Gym. For the girls, Consol won the first meeting at Bryan High. They stand at 5-4. In district, while the Bryan Vikings stand at 8-1. Crosstown Showdowns tonight.
For A&M basketball, this is a momentous few days coming up for both the men and the women. The men have no midweek game, but they must fly to Lincoln to try to get a Big 12 road win at Nebraska Saturday. Nebraska's a team that's 2-3 in the league, but they very nearly knocked off Kansas in Lawrence before Texas did. The Aggs have to somehow focus on the Huskers without giving thought to the Monday night game 2 days later against Texas, a quick rematch with the team that they did not show up against just last Wednesday in Austin. The Aggies, by the way, dropped just one spot to 11th in the coaches poll and two spots to 13th in the AP poll after their 1-1 week last week. Ohio State is still number one. Texas jumped up to 7th. Kansas dropped from 2nd to 6th. But the new number two, Pitt, lost at home last night to Notre Dame. For the A&M women, who remain 6th in the AP poll and will likely stay 5th in the coaches' vote, they have an even bigger task of not looking ahead. Tomorrow night, they play at 13th-ranked Oklahoma, one of the toughest places for a visitor to win in the conference. Only on the flight home tomorrow night can they start thinking about Sunday's high noon shootout with number one-ranked Baylor at Reed Arena. Baylor has the midweek off. So how tough is it for the Aggie women? Well, A&M, Oklahoma, and Baylor are tied at the top of the standings right now at 5-0. Speaking of the big weekend coming up, though, Gary Blair says it just doesn't get much bigger than this.
Technically, we should have Dick Vitale here or whoever else is the big shots of the media. They should all be here. The NBA scouts should be here. The WNBA scouts should be here. I mean, this should be the hardest ticket to get in College Station. And I think it's going to be a great weekend. This is why I'm here and why Mark is here. This is what you dream about as coaches. You live for these weekends that are coming up.
Let's talk football. New England's Tom Brady is a unanimous choice for the Associated Press 2010 NFL All-Pro team. The record-setting quarterback is one of three Patriots selected to the squad by a nationwide panel of 50 media members who regularly cover the NFL. Detroit defensive tackle Ndamukong Suh out of Nebraska is the only rookie to make the All-Pro team. Oakland punter, former Aggie punter Shane Lechler has made it for a sixth time. That's the most All-Pro selections of anyone on the 2010 team. The AFC is the dominant conference with 18 of the 27 spots, 9 on offense, 7 on defense, and 2 special teams. And Roger Federer advanced to the Australian Open semifinals with an even easy 6-1, 6-3, 6-3 win yesterday. On the women's side, Li Na beat Andrea Petkovic 6-2, 6-4 to reach the Australian Open semifinals. That's your first look at sports. We'll have more next hour. I'm Tom Turbeville at 656 for Atkinson Toyota. This is News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Other flooring stores in the Brazos Valley promise a better selection at the best price. But if you don't shop around, how will you know? At Zornemann Flooring, our motto is simple. We provide you our very best price with service, selection, and installation that will have you calling us back time and again. Just ask our preferred list of over 100 Brazos Valley home builders. Zornemann Flooring, we may not be the biggest, but if given the opportunity, we'll show you that we're the best. Zornemann Flooring, call 776-2800 today.
You've heard the saying before, more than likely, your home is your biggest investment. For most of us, that is the case. If it is time for you to sell your home, you're ready to upgrade, or you're moving, you want someone that is going to be able to move your home quickly, and not only that, sell it for the most money that you can possibly get. If your home is not paid for, you owe money on it. You want to get as much money out of that property as you possibly can. That's why things like virtual tours can make all the difference. Zweiker & Associates specializes in things like virtual tours. 360 true virtual tours, completely unique to the Bryan College Station market. It allows potential buyers literally to not only look at your home, but walk through your home, looking around from room to room. Not only that, they're iPhone compatible, allowing potential buyers to tour your home in the palm of their hand. Find out more about virtual tours from Zweiker & Associates to make your home more attractive to a potential buyer. Go to ZARealestate.com. Zweiker & Associates, ZARealestate.com.
Hi, this is Roy Bowman from Bowman Business and Tax Services. It's tax time once again, and we are here to help you. We have been preparing tax returns since 1987 and are an authorized IRS e-file provider. Do you know the new tax laws? Probably not. Don't be one of the thousands of people who prepare their own return and pay the IRS too much money. Let us save you time and money. We guarantee fast and accurate preparation. Call us at Bowman Business and Tax Services at 696-6776 for your appointment.
When we met JT, he was in an incubator suffering from the drugs his mother took while pregnant.
As JT's court-appointed special advocates, his CASAs, we fought for his medical care and the drug rehab his mother needed.
Now JT is a healthy toddler and his mom is a safe, drug-free parent.
Volunteer as a CASA.
Make a lifelong difference in a child's life and your own.
Go to becomeacasa.org, sponsored by Texas CASA.
Hey, let's check a look at the weather. It's brought to you by Brazos Bounty. Somebody new moves to town. They're offered information on businesses. Get your business there first. Go to BrazosBounty.com. About 53 for a high temperature. More sunshine today. 32 for a low temperature.
Fox News Radio. I'm Dave Anthony. It's that time again.
The President of the United States.
Tonight, President Obama goes to Congress and tells us the State of the Union. Fox News Radio's Todd Starnes live at the White House.
Dave, I just spoke with Melody Barnes, the director of the President's Domestic Policy Council. She says topping the president's list, jobs.
Chief among the issues that the president is focused on is the issue of job creation and how to grow our economy and how to make our economy more competitive.
The president is also expected to reach out to Republicans, possibly reaching a compromise on taxes. And he's also expected to talk about civility. In that spirit, lawmakers tonight are being urged to wear black and white ribbons in honor of the victims of the Tucson shootings, Dave.
Todd, it's like a state of the war, an assessment of Afghanistan. From the top U.S. commander, General David Petraeus tells President Obama the military made impressive progress in 2010, but this year will likely be tough holding on to gains NATO has made. Russia's military helping police in Moscow the day after the airport suicide bombing that killed 35. President Dmitry Medvedev calling for full security checks at all transport hubs. Prime Minister Vladimir Putin vowing retribution for those who did it. It's a race against time for Rahm Emanuel to run for Chicago mayor the day after the ex-White House chief of staff was thrown off the ballot. Fox News Radio's Jennifer Kuiper live in Chicago.
Dave, now that an Illinois appellate court has knocked Emanuel off of the ballot over whether he was a Chicago resident while at the White House, he's asking the state Supreme Court for two things, an injunction to keep his name on the ballot and to hear his case.
The one thing I always known from my mother from people I've worked with in politics, you never give in, you never give up.
Ballot printing had been delayed, but with early voting next week, the printing starts today. Dave?
Jennifer, there's a lot of hope in Hollywood.
You're talking about dreams.
Yes, Oscar dreams for Inception and maybe The Social Network or The King's Speech. The Oscar nominations come out in about a half hour. Fox News Radio. Fair and balanced.
With Ally Bank's 24/7 live customer care, you can speak with a real person, not a machine, anytime you want. If you need to know the latest and greatest interest rate at 1 p.m. or check your account balance at 4 a.m., it's no problem. Just press 0 to speak with a knowledgeable customer care associate who will help answer your questions. Plus, we post our wait times right on our website, so not a moment of your time is wasted. When it comes to banking, who wouldn't love that? Learn more at allybank.com. Member FDIC.
Could switching to GEICO really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Does a rolling stone gather no moss? No moss. You're gonna have to trust me on this one.
Switch to GEICO now and you could save hundreds on your car insurance. For a free rate quote, visit geico.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15%.
We were born in the heart of Texas, raised by Texas values. We're Texas taking care of Texans. Spirit of Texas Bank.
Spirit of Texas Bank is located in the Albertson Shopping Center on University Drive. Call 846-8000 or visit them on the web at spiritoftexasbank.com. Spirit of Texas Bank, Texans helping Texans.
Texas owned, Texas proud, the bank for Texans. Spirit of Texas Bank.
I don't know if it's time for you to lose weight so that you'll live longer, so that you'll have more time with your kids, because your clothes don't fit, because you're unhappy with yourself. But maybe it is that time, and it's very hard to do alone. So why do it alone? Give Ashley Bergen, my personal trainer, a call. She will do it with you. The thing about Ashley that makes her special, that makes her different, is she knows how to get you in shape, but it's so much more than that. She wants you to. She'll be with you every step of the way to get you into the condition and the shape that you want to be in to reach the goals that you have. Ashley has personal training. Ashley has the group workouts every Monday, Wednesday, and Saturday. Whether you want to lose weight, you want to slim down, you want to learn how to eat right, you just want to live better, call Ashley Bergen at FitU, 492-1900. She's not just another personal trainer. Call Ashley Bergen at 492-1900.
No one likes to walk away feeling they've just paid too much for their car. Now, for a limited time, BMW is offering 0.9% APR financing on select certified pre-owned BMW vehicles. That's 0.9% for the finest German engineering, performance, and handling on a vehicle that's a similar price to other, lesser new cars. That's 0.9% APR for a vehicle that's as well maintained as any on the road. And 0.9% for a protection plan backed by BMW for up to 6 years or 100,000 miles. Need we say more? Visit your authorized BMW center for details on these extraordinary offers. And remember, only an authorized BMW center has access to these special rates. Certified pre-owned by BMW.
Visit Garland Shelton BMW, 3100 Briarcrest Drive at the Earl Rudder Freeway. Call 776-7600 or see them on the web at garlandsheltonbmw.com.
Whether you consider replacing windows in your existing home or you're going to be building a new home and looking for a cost-effective and energy-efficient window, call Intercon at 823-3639. Intercon offers windows for both new construction and for replacement that easily beat the standard requirements for energy efficiency. Call or come by Intercon. Let Oscar or Brad Beard show you how you can protect your most valuable investment by buying windows, which are among the very best available, yet extremely affordable. Intercon's replacement windows are installed by Intercon employees that work on windows every day. Call Intercon today for a free quote with no pressure. Let your home energy efficiency go up throughout the year. Let the fine folks at Intercon help you with all your window needs. Call Oscar or Brad Beard of Intercon today at 823-3639. That's 823-3639.
WTAW News Time 7:06. We've actually dropped temperature-wise. We were at about 43 when we started an hour ago, down to 39 right now. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning. I'm Chase Murphy. The news is brought to you by Zwirneman Flooring. Call 776-2800 for your every flooring need. Three members of College Station City Council have to decide whether to resign or face a recall election. The city secretary's office finished verifying signatures on Monday. Recall supporters collected five more signatures than were needed for Mayor Nancy Berry, but the cushion was much wider on two council members. Those seeking to remove Katie Marie Lyles had a buffer of 318. For Dave Rusink, it was a margin of 342. City Secretary Sherry Mashburn will present official certification of the petitions this Thursday at the city council meeting. Mashburn says from there, the recall targets have 5 days to resign. Now, for those who don't step down by Tuesday, February 1st, a recall election is expected to be ordered at the council's next meeting, or not the next meeting, but their meeting on February 10th. Now, city staff says, according to state law, that recall election needs to be May 14th. But SaveWelburn.org, which organized the recall, had referred to the College Station City Charter calling for the election to be held within 30 to 60 days after the petition is presented to council. Speaking of the charter, council has given the green light to review it. City Secretary Mashburn says it was something she wanted to do last summer while pursuing the position.
One of the things I did before I even interviewed for the city was I reviewed the city charter. And I saw a lot of things that needed to be cleared up. There were a few things in there that I thought didn't quite follow state law. And that's not my call. I'm not an attorney, but they were just some things that I had a couple little concerns about.
Again, that's City Secretary Sherry Mashburn. As a result, council approved Mashburn's idea to create a citizens review committee.
With what needs to be looked at and for it to be comprehensive, it's going to take a lot of time and energy. And the council has other things they have to concentrate on. And I think a citizens review committee would be the best avenue to do this with.
College Station residents interested in reviewing the city charter can apply online on the city's website, cstx.gov. A Bryan man is dead after being hit by an oncoming train in Bryan Monday morning. Police say 53-year-old Herman Roberson was pushing a bicycle east along the railroad tracks near Harvey Mitchell Parkway when he was hit by an eastbound train. Authorities say the train conductor sounded the horn several times to alert Roberson of the train's presence, but he never moved. The railroad crossing on West 28th Street near Harvey Mitchell Parkway was temporarily closed while authorities investigated the accident. No other injuries were reported. The new College Station High School won't open until the fall of 2012, but the school's first principal will be hired around March 1st of this year. Deputy Superintendent Clark Ely says applications are still being taken from administrators inside the district.
We have an application process right now for internal applicants going forward, and that will close at the end of this month. Interviews will be held with a committee initially, and then a smaller committee of the superintendent and some deputies for the final round sometime in February. And we do anticipate having that individual hired and beginning his or her work on March the 1st.
Ely says there are enough internal candidates that the decision was made not to open applications outside College Station School District. And thanks to the district, you can see an aerial picture of the new high school on our website with the story at WTAW.com. On a related item, road construction continues at the new high school. Speed limits have been reduced on Barron from Victoria to Highway 40. That will remain in effect through February of next year. After waiting a day, the Texas Senate will get down to the voter ID debate today. Robert Wood has more on that from Austin.
Democrats question why the bill that would require you show a picture ID to vote has been declared an emergency while the budget hasn't. Lubbock Republican Senator Robert Duncan defends the declaration.
I believe there is a procedural and a timing issue here that I think allows this body to deliberate on this important issue.
Senators will ask a lot of questions about the bill, hear from both experts and the public, and eventually are expected to give the bill initial approval by the end of the day.
In Austin, Robert Wood, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Lieutenant Governor David Dewhurst unveiled the Senate's draft budget proposal on Monday, calling for a 10.1% reduction in general revenue spending. The bill largely mirrors what was introduced by the House last week. Both chambers will debate and amend the baseline spending plan, then meet later in conference committee to pass a final budget. The Senate calls for $73.8 billion in expenditures, exactly what the state controller says Texas will earn in revenues over the next 2 years. The total is $27 billion less than what experts say is needed to maintain current state services. The proposal does not increase state taxes or tap into the state's $9.4 billion rainy day fund. And it's possible your new best friend is a College Station man who recently received $1 million from the Texas lottery. Steve Muller is the first of six people getting the top prize from the lottery's week-old scratch-off game called Black. Muller says he'll pay off whatever he owes, then he's headed to Vegas. WTAW News Time is 7:11, 39 degrees right now. The news is brought to you by Zwirneman Flooring. More news coming up at 7:30 or 24 hours a day at WTAW.com. I'm Chase Murphy, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Other flooring stores in the Brazos Valley promise a better selection at the best price. But if you don't shop around, how will you know? At Zwirneman Flooring, our motto is simple. We provide you our very best price with service, selection, and installation that will have you calling us back time and again. Just ask our preferred list of over 100 Brazos Valley home builders. Zwirneman Flooring, we may not be the biggest, but if given the opportunity, we'll show you that we're the best. Zwirneman Flooring, call 776-2800 today.
We were born in the heart of Texas, raised by Texas values. We're Texas taking care of Texans. Spirit of Texas Bank.
Spirit of Texas Bank is located in the Albertson Shopping Center on University Drive. Call 846-8000 or visit them on the web at spiritoftexasbank.com. Spirit of Texas Bank, Texans helping Texans.
Texas owned, Texas proud, the bank for Texans. Spirit of Texas Bank.
It's 7:12, our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you by United for bathroom and kitchen remodeling to energy-efficient windows and doors. United Home Improvements does it all. Call 260-HOME or visit UnitedHomePros.com.
Storm system will continue to develop off to our east this morning and pull away. That leaves us under the influences of partial sunshine. Temperatures today up to about 55 to 60. We're going to be clear tonight. Lows will be 30 to 35. Tomorrow looks to be sunny and mild with temperatures pretty close to 60. The outlook for tomorrow night, we're clear. Lows will be around 35. Another nice day coming up for Thursday. It's going to be partly to mostly sunny. Temperatures will be near 60. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Well, there's no Aggie home basketball in the midweek, but there's high school basketball tonight at both gyms at Bryan and A&M Consolidated. We'll talk about that. But this weekend, plenty of Aggie basketball and good basketball, too. We'll talk about that and more coming up in sports.
Oh, it's, you know,
it's Hollywood movie theme.
16 minutes from now.
Oh, is it the Oscars?
It is.
Really? Oh,
yes.
And you'll hear it here last.
Yeah. Well, I will be here.
Oh, my gosh. So we've got control. Excuse me. Chase has control.
Chase will have control over that. Huh. So that'll be Chase's call if he decides he wants to do that.
What are we doing? I'm sorry.
I know you were.
I was doing something in preparation of being in control, apparently.
16 minutes from now, the Oscar nominations will be announced.
And you're in control, Chase.
We could preempt the news.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I
wonder
just
what kind of brownie points I'd score with the boss man. Well, he's going to be at the, Outlook anyway. Yeah, so. Now, if you could talk him into piping that in and just pumping it into the Hilton.
Well, and again, that music that I played a minute ago was just spectacular. He'd probably like to have that as the.
It sounded like a little polka almost.
No, that was something else. But just now, and decide what you want to do with it. But I'm just saying, James Franco is not skipping class today.
Okay.
Well, now, I mean, really. See, he's going for his master's degree at Yale to go along with the other two master's degrees that he has.
Oh, I thought he was with the Olsen twins at A&M.
No. But as a result, now, he's not gonna have any of that. So I just think you decide. But if James Franco, who's probably going to get nominated for an award of some kind, decides it's not important to have the Oscar nominations part of his world today, then, you know, you just decide whatever you think you need to do. That'll be just fine.
There you go.
It'd be great.
It'd be just great. But,
That's what stinks, though, is when I have to handle everything. I'm in your room, and I don't have access to my cool sound.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Like we do. We need to import all those in here so you can find it.
You talk about smacking of effort, my friend.
Yeah, you're exactly. But just one more time. Here we go. Just because I'm just. You know.
I'd probably have to pack a lunch.
See, as Ben takes the stage today to introduce somebody, he can.
Yeah, he can say.
It's 16 seconds. It's understated. I mean, I think it's...
I think that's a new news sounder.
Well, Scott should have a special interest because he actually saw a movie last week.
I did, yeah.
That's going to be nominated.
But I don't know. We probably can't do that. I'm thinking that whoever the composer is might have a cease and desist on us about as soon as they found out. Of course, it could take a long time for them to find out.
Yeah, really.
Nonetheless. All right.
If people found... wait, never mind.
Yeah, okay. So, McDonald's says that commodity costs are on the rise, making ingredients for their Big Macs and Quarter Pounders about 2.5% more expensive. So I'm guessing you understand what that means.
Prices are going up.
That's pretty much right. But, you know, they're healthy.
Quality is going down.
They're healthy and delicious, so it probably doesn't matter. So did you hear about Oprah?
No. Oh, yeah. Yeah, she found a sister.
You talk about jackpot, baby.
Yeah.
Jackpot.
Or should we say a sister found her? Yeah.
Now, I mean, I guess everything's on the up and up on this deal.
Yeah. Evidently, she didn't know she had it?
No.
Mama said.
Who's the attorney who put this package together? I'm telling you that he or she needs to get a piece of this thing.
I guess this lady did not know that Oprah was her sister's. This was just a lady that was in search of her natural mother, right?
Yeah, I guess.
And found out that also happened to be Oprah's mother.
Jackpot!
Yeah.
You talk about winning the life lottery.
Oh, man.
Seems back when Oprah was a mere 9 years old, she was sent to live with her daddy for a while because her mama, that'd be Vernetta Lee, as we all know, because we all have her genealogy on the back of our hand, was pregnant and gave birth to a baby that then she put up for adoption back in 1963. That's Patricia, raised in foster homes and not too pleasant childhood. Finally, in 07, after years of research, she tracked down Vernetta but kept it a secret until last year. Oh, so Oprah tracked her down. Is that it?
Oh, sort of scanned the story.
The pair reunited last November over Thanksgiving. Oh, my goodness. Isn't that wonderful?
Mm.
Great story.
So I'm guessing she went to Oprah's house. She's walking in. She's got the sweet potato casserole under some tinfoil. I bet she's thinking, wow.
That's pretty nice.
I probably should have just left this at home.
Yeah. No. Sweet potato casserole? Yeah, most dangerous place is between hope and a sweet potato casserole.
Hope knocks her down and grabs a spoon.
You're talking about num, 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 yeah. Num. I mean, she's all over that thing. You got a spoon, hon? Here we go.
Come in here, sister.
All right, Massachusetts has the smartest kids in the country, and they, by golly, want to make sure we know it. That is, if you define smart as really good at taking standardized tests. According to the Daily Beast, those folks there in the Bay State have the nation's best scores for the National Assessment of Education Progress Test. That'd be the NEEP test. So they're number one. Number two would be Vermont. Number three would be New Jersey. Number four would be New Hampshire. Number five would be Minnesota. Here's your bottom five. Tell you what.
That's a bottom five salutation there.
All I can say is there must be a brain guard for Texas to keep those idiots out of here. Number 46 would be Nevada. Number 47 is Oklahoma. Number 40. Duh. Oh, wait. Number 48 is Louisiana.
Duh. You ever been there?
How did they edge out New Mexico? I can't imagine. How did New Mexico fall below them? And number 50, not a surprise, I don't think, West Virginia. So Mississippi's going, whoosh.
Well, and once again, you know, West Virginia, 9 million people, seven last names.
But it's a beautiful state. There are parts of that state that are just breathtaking. Anyway.
Yeah, they are.
All right, so we got our singer here at the Super Bowl for the national anthem.
Yeah, we do.
Heard about this.
Christina Aguilera.
Nice track.
We'll, of course, pre-record, I'm sure. NFL made that official announcement yesterday. The P's are going to do some halftime. That's an awfully young demo, isn't it? Don't they? They used to do old rockers. I guess they've used all them.
Who's going to do halftime?
Black Eyed Peas.
Oh, the Black Eyed Peas.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, we've known that for a while.
Yeah. Steelers taking on the Packers. I guess we probably know that.
Yeah, they'll be on before and after the halftime.
Just so that we have that.
We interrupt this halftime show to bring you the second half of a football game.
Well, speaking of national anthems, did you all, I guess you all watched
Carl Lewis?
You all watched the Cotton Bowl, but did they show the national anthem?
Yeah.
Because this group, this country group, Little Big Town, they had sung a national anthem at one of the bowl games a few days before the Cotton Bowl, and they just knocked it out of the park, to use an overused term, as far as the national anthem. And they did it again at the Cotton Bowl, and they were excellent. Very good.
Yeah, and I'm glad they could sing because that one girl with Homely's a Mule.
I got to watch, darling.
You went out on TV like that, huh?
Yeah. God. Is that the blonde one?
Yeah. Man, kill it with fire. I mean, what is wrong with her? She looked in the mirror and said, "That looks good." Somebody looked at her and said, "Oh, that'd be great. He's going out there. That'd be just wonderful."
Little Big Town. Okay. And I got to watch them do it twice.
She has some fine photographs out there, but the way she looked at the Cotton Bowl was just, I mean, I looked at Jamie and because they said, "Now, ladies and gentlemen, Little Big Town." And I looked at Jamie and I said, "Who?" She said, "You don't listen to country music." I said, "You're darn right I don't."
Well, they've been around a while.
She said, "Yeah, they're popular." And okay, fine, whatever. And I said, "Oh, gosh."
But I got to watch them rehearse about 3 hours before and then do the real thing. But
she probably looked better with no makeup and her hair pulled back in a ponytail, because however she looked when she came out of the bus.
Listen to you. God, you're all over this, aren't you?
Oh, did we find some Little Big Town?
Yeah.
Oh.
Huh. Well, what'd her hair look like then? Because it doesn't look too good in this picture.
That's what I'm telling you.
Yeah, she's got the big hair.
This is called Boondocks.
Well, that just sounds like regular country right there. Yeah. I'm just saying they did the national anthem really good. Okay. So, really good.
What was supposed to be, speaking of the national anthem, what was supposed to be the big deal about the national anthem in Chicago?
Oh, I know.
At the game Sunday?
Yeah.
I didn't catch it.
Because Joe Buck was making a big deal about the guy singing the national anthem, and he did a fine job of it, but it was how it was supposed to be this stirring moment, and to me it was just, okay, that's the national anthem.
Maybe he was a veteran of some sort.
They didn't introduce him that way.
Oh, I see.
I didn't know who he was, and to me, I mean, still doesn't hold a candle to Whitney Houston, so.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I just Googled it. I don't see anything there, so not sure. All right. Well, maybe somebody else. Our listeners will know.
That's what I was hoping for.
Whatever that might happen to be. And while we wait on that, we'll tell you about the story of Dave Hockey and his wife.
What an unfortunate last name.
Yeah. Dave's wife isn't as distraught as you might expect at the prospect of him keeping other female company on vacation because his companion is a plastic doll.
Well, Dave, sounds like a personal issue.
Here we go.
Yeah.
The father of two has taken Bianca on road trips in the U.S. and Great Britain. Bianca weighs 90 pounds, moved around in a wheelchair. She's one of 14 dolls of whom Dave has spent $25,000 on travel and outfits, including, well, I mean.
He's married, huh?
Yeah. Filmmaker from Nova Scotia is working on a documentary about doll owners. Claims that his collection is just a hobby. Dave says some people in the doll community called, you ready? Idolaters.
Okay. Ah, that's good.
Prefer dolls over normal human relationships. Okay. For me, they're just dolls, not people. Okay, Dave. Thanks, Dave. Appreciate that, Dave. Now, have you heard about these, you've seen the ads about the guys who haven't missed a Super Bowl, right? There's like a group of guys
who have not,
I can't even talk about it. Yeah, I just looked at the clock.
Oh.
We've run our mouths so much.
Yeah, well.
We can't talk about it.
Yeah, we've talked about Little Big Town.
That's right.
Folks everywhere know that FiberMax cotton means high yields, longer fiber, and remarkable quality. But what they might not know is that for cotton growers like me, FiberMax makes a global impact. You see, the cotton I raise right here is in demand by buyers
from mills worldwide, like me. Our mills specify the quality of FiberMax, and we come to America to secure it. So this season,
plant high-yielding FiberMax cotton from Bayer Crop Science, and weave a global connection of quality that is pure FiberMax.
Hey, folks, if you are in business and you're looking for ways to save money, and aren't you always, let me give you a suggestion, and that is, give Suddenlink Business a call to help you out. Call them at 903-939-7245 and let them show you how you can protect your bottom line. And, of course, like everything else that we talk about with Suddenlink, if you bundle it with other Suddenlink services, you can save money. But Suddenlink Business, the phone is unlimited, starting as low as $39.95. That's unlimited local and long-distance calling, plus call waiting, caller ID, three-way calling, maybe some features you don't even have now. Also, you get to keep your phone number, and you get to keep the equipment that you have already invested in. And remember that with Suddenlink Phone, it's expandable as your business grows, so you can add more phones. And you may save up to 30% as opposed to what you're paying with the phone company. You get email delivery on your voicemail, customized calling features that are available to improve your efficiency. Join more than 60,000 businesses trusting the stability and reliability of Suddenlink Business. I use it at my business. I bundle it with the internet that I get from Suddenlink. It's a great deal, and again, it's a great value, and you know bottom line what your cost is going to be every month. So give Regina a call at 903. It's a different number for business. It's 903-939-7245 and see how you can save money, control expenses, and have a phone system that grows with you through Suddenlink.
For nearly 70 years, Producers Cooperative has been providing quality agricultural products and services to farmers and ranchers in the Brazos Valley. From a full line of livestock feed, seeds and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, it's all at Producers. Producers employs professionals with the expertise to provide technical assistance for your success. High performance products, quality service, outstanding results. Since 1943, Producers, on Texas, north of 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
Hey, good morning. Here's our weather. It's brought to you this morning by ResPro. Fire or water damage, need cleaned up? ResPro can help you. 690-8659. Sunny and a high temperature 53 today. Low tonight, probably around freezing. Tomorrow, 58. And we'll have climbing temperatures throughout the week, both in the highs and the lows, until we get to Saturday, where it's going to be partly sunny and 67. That'll be about ideal. Right now, humidity is 76%. Winds are from the northwest at 12, got a chill factor of 36, fair skies, and 41 degrees right now.
Brown National Bank believes that when you need money from an ATM, you don't want to drive all over town looking for your bank's ATMs. That's why with reward checking or reward tunes checking from Brown National Bank, you can use any ATM you can find and we'll refund your ATM fees. It's easy to get what you need. Ask us about reward checking or reward tunes checking from Brown National Bank. Use any ATM you can find. We make banking fun. Member FDIC.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byansky at BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Over the weekend, the New York Times ran a story applauding New York City. Here's the first paragraph. Congratulations, New York City. Did you hear the news? Fire and brimstone predictions from across the country have been confirmed. This is officially the abortion capital of America. About 40% of all pregnancies in the city end that way, an average of about 90,000 a year. But happiness comes with a price. Despite the easy access, the Times says everything else surrounding abortion is complex. For one thing, there are more kinds of procedures at more kinds of facilities in New York City than almost anywhere else. Women can get abortions in private doctor's offices, at public hospitals, or at clinics, some of which do not require an appointment. That really makes life tough. Death, too. Like trying to choose your favorite candy in a candy superstore. Another complexity is the hardship some doctors experience. There are specialists who occupy the outer edge of New York's abortion landscape by performing abortions up to 24 weeks in. For a mere $15,000, one of those doctors says he removes the fetus using his hands or destructively using medical instruments. But while he tries to avoid getting emotional about his job, some of his patients are hostile to him and his staff. Some won't even look at him on abortion day, and that hacks him off. You see, it's complex. But despite that, congratulations, New York City. Every man, woman, and child, living or dead, congratulations. You've made it.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
With Ally Bank's 24/7 live customer care, you can speak with a real person, not a machine, anytime you want. If you need to know the latest and greatest interest rate at 1 p.m. or check your account balance at 4 a.m., it's no problem. Just press 0 to speak with a knowledgeable customer care associate who will help answer your questions. Plus, we post our wait times right on our website, so not a moment of your time is wasted. When it comes to banking, who wouldn't love that? Learn more at allybank.com. Member FDIC.
Could switching to GEICO really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Does a rolling stone gather no moss? No moss. You're gonna have to trust me on this one.
Switch to GEICO now and you could save hundreds on your car insurance. For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15%.
Howdy, this is Jason Byansky with BCR Realty. Mortgage rates at an all-time low and the current real estate inventory is up. Now is an excellent time to buy real estate. If you or someone you know is looking to buy or sell a home, investment property, rural or commercial property, trust your real estate needs to an agent who truly cares about your needs. For friendly hometown family service, contact me, Jason Byansky, with BCR Realty at 219-5555 or visit me on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Go with the best. Go with Byansky.
Has your employment status changed? AMCO Insurance can provide the coverage you need during this stressful time of transition. If you've recently switched employers or lost your job, call us to discuss AMCO's diverse selection of budget-friendly individual and family insurance plans. If your current employer doesn't offer health care benefits, we can help with that too. Contact AMCO Insurance today for a no-obligation quote. We've been providing peace of mind for over 135 years. Call AMCO today, 776-AMCO.
WTAW News Time, 7:31. It is 39 degrees right now at the studios. Good morning. I'm Chase Murphy. This look at news brought to you by St. Joseph Regional Health Center. St. Joseph, it's your choice. Working virtually nonstop for 2 weeks, College Station City Secretary's office has finished verifying signatures seeking to recall three members of the City Council. Members of SaveWelburn.org collected enough signatures for all three. In the case of Mayor Nancy Berry, recall proponents picked up only five more registered voters above the minimum. The margin was much higher for the others by 342 for Dave Rusink and 318 for Katie Marie Lyles. The next step is a possible recall election. That is, if those city officials don't resign, they have until Tuesday, February 1st to decide. For those who don't resign, City Secretary Sherry Mashburn says council is expected to order that recall election on February 10th. Changes are coming to the College Station City Charter. Council has approved the creation of a Citizens Review Committee requested by City Secretary Mashburn.
They approved my timeline, which means the next time it'll be coming before the council will be at that second meeting in February. And at that time, they'll do the creation. And they'll probably give me maybe some direction ahead of time, maybe in February, on what they're going to be actually looking for. But I want to go ahead and start advertising this.
Mashburn says she saw potential changes to the city charter last summer.
I know that I'm not the only one that has some concerns or issues with the charter. Other departments have spoken to me about that. And so everybody's going to be submitting things to the council for them to see if they want to charge the commission to review those sections for amendment.
College Station residents interested in reviewing the city charter are invited to apply online at the city's website. You can go to cstx.gov, or you can apply in person at City Hall. Bryan police are investigating the death of a local man who was hit and killed by a train Monday morning. Police say 53-year-old Herman Roberson was pushing a bicycle east along the railroad tracks near Harvey Mitchell Parkway and Highway 21 when he was hit by an eastbound train. The conductor told police he sounded the horn several times, but to no avail. The railroad crossing on West 28th Street near Harvey Mitchell Parkway was closed temporarily during the investigation. No one else was injured. It's just more than a skeleton, or it's more than just a skeleton coming out of the ground. Taking shape now is the new College Station High School. And thanks to CSISD, you can see an aerial picture of the new campus on our website, WTAW.com. Deputy Superintendent Clark Ely says applications are being taken through the end of this week from current administrators interested in becoming the new high school's first principal.
Well, we know that we have a number of quality administrators in College Station ISD, number of which have good high school experience. We feel we have viable candidates already within our district, and so the decision was made to go forward with an internal posting only. And we feel very good about the various options that we have here for folks to fill that very important chair.
Ely says the new principal should be hired around March 1st. The new high school opens in the fall of 2012. On a related item, road construction continues in the area. The city has announced reduced speed limits on Barron Road from Victoria to Highway 40 that will remain in effect through February of next year. The Texas Senate has released its spending plan and will start hearings on it sooner than ever. Robert Wood has that story from Austin.
The Senate budget plan still makes deep cuts, but keeps some programs cut in the House budget more or less intact, like pre-K programs, and would cut fewer state jobs, a little over 8,000. To take up the budget as soon as possible, the lieutenant governor has appointed the Finance Committee early, and Committee Chair Steve Ogden wants permission to start budget hearings within a week.
We will be asking this body later this week for permission to take up and hear this bill.
In Austin, Robert Wood, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Governor Rick Perry has declared an emergency issue of efforts to require a woman considering an abortion to first have a sonogram. The Texas House received the official filing from Perry on Monday. He first announced the plan Saturday. Making the issue an emergency item allows lawmakers to begin considering the legislation in the first 30 days of the session. And a College Station man is $1 million richer, minus taxes, of course, after playing a new Texas lottery scratch-off game. Steve Muller is the first of six getting the top prize of the black scratch-off that was introduced last week. Muller says he'll pay off his bills, and he's headed to Vegas. WTAW News Time is 7:36. The news brought to you by St. Joseph Regional Health Center. More news coming up at 8 o'clock or 24 hours a day at WTAW.com. I'm Chase Murphy, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
This is the best chili cheese dog ever.
Did you know St. Joseph is now ranked top 10% in vascular surgery?
And it tastes even better while watching the game in my favorite recliner.
Plus, they are 5-star rated for joint replacement.
But I think I'm going to have a heart attack if they don't score soon.
Did I mention St. Joseph received 5 stars for coronary intervention?
Hey, do we have any ice cream left?
To find out your risk for stroke and heart attack, go to sjprevention.com. Ratings by Health Grades for 2010.
AA MCO. Visit Aggie owned and operated AMCO on Brentwood Drive across from Gold's Gym. If there is any question about your transmission or any other problems with your vehicle, let the guys with 75 years combined experience at AMCO check it out. AMCO now offers complete car care like air conditioning, brakes, tune-ups, and diagnostic checks. See AMCO on Brentwood or call 695-AMCO. AMCO Transmissions, AA, MCO, 695-2262.
The New Year sales kickoff is going on right now at Allen Honda. Take advantage of 0.9% for up to 60 months on Honda's most popular models, the Accord, Civic, CR-V, Fit, and Insight. Or get 0.9% for up to 36 months on the Honda Pilot. Plus great lease deals like $199 per month on an 11 Accord sedan or $219 per month on an 11 CR-V. Allen Honda has a great selection to choose from. Come in and enjoy a great buying experience. during the New Year sales kickoff going on right now at Allen Honda. Allen's got your Honda.
Molly Maid offered to clean my home for free. Five reasons why I couldn't refuse. Reputation. Molly Maid has been cleaning homes for more than 30 years. No contracts. I choose how often my home is cleaned. Results. With Molly Maid, people notice how clean my home is. Time. I have free time to do other things instead of cleaning. Customer service. They listen and they care. Molly Maid is a clean I can trust. Call Molly Maid today at 979-693-7700 to find out how to get your home cleaned for free. Or check them out on the web at MollyMaid.com.
738 News Talk 1620 WTAW, your Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Brazos Bounty. Whenever a new person moves to town, Brazos Bounty is there with a welcome packet containing information and items that could include your business. Be the early bird. Get your message there with Brazos Bounty. Go to BrazosBounty.com.
Area of high pressure is building into the region. Right now we find the high across New Mexico. It'll be responsible for some sunshine today. Still have some cloudiness off to our east and some clouds to our west, so I think the best we'll do today is partly sunny weather. Highs will be in the mid and upper 50s. We're clear tonight with lows in the low to mid 30s. Sunshine for tomorrow. Highs are going to be in the lower 60s. Clear skies in the mid 30s tomorrow night. It's going to be partly to mostly sunny on Thursday. A high in the lower 60s. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Coming up on Bravo Brazos Valley, we're going to talk about 25 faculty members at Texas A&M who were granted almost $241,000 in a grant by A&M Research and Graduate Studies. That'll be coming up on Bravo Brazos Valley, brought to you by Meese & Associates.
You betcha.
You betcha.
Scott stepped out a little early this morning. So
it's the Chase and Tom show.
That's right.
It's what you tune in for.
Yeah, absolutely. Yes, every morning.
That's right.
You know, just for kicks and giggles, I was punching up all of our different routes in here, if you will, because, you know, just a peek behind the curtain, we can pull up audio from all sorts of places.
Yeah.
Just different audio sources that are in here. And what I was doing actually is I was trying to find if by chance the Oscars were out there somewhere. Could you hear that?
Was
really okay, good, because that was
really loud.
I'm punching.
Try that button.
Yeah.
Try that button.
Oh, wait, I think we got it.
Okay.
In the Black Swan.
There it is.
Oh, there we
and
go.
Michelle Williams in Blue Valentine.
Ah.
The nominees for Best Performance by an Actor in a Leading Role are...
here we go.
Javier Bardem in Beautiful.
Oh, he's a bad guy.
Jeff Bridges in True Grit.
Yeah.
Jesse Eisenberg in The Social Network.
Mm-hmm.
Colin Firth in The King's Speech.
I saw that.
And James Franco in 127 Hours.
But he's in class today.
Yeah, he's
in class. Best achievement in directing.
Oh, best director.
Darren Aronofsky
for Black Swan. We're just in time for the good ones.
Oh.
David O. Russell for The Fighter. Tom Hooper for The King's Speech, David Fincher for The Social Network, and Joel Cohen and Ethan Cohen for True Grit.
Ah, I saw True Grit.
For Best Original Screenplay,
nominees
are...
Wait, James Cameron's not nominated for anything?
Oh, my gosh. The boat's going to sink.
How is that possible? James Cameron is supposed to be nominated every year for home movies. It doesn't matter what he does. I mean, he could show his child's kindergarten graduation. He's supposed to be nominated for that.
And David Silver.
Let's see what he just missed. Screenplay. Let's
I'm not worried
for adapted screenplay.
We don't care about this. Just give us Best Picture. I mean.
Yeah, because there's 10, you know. They started last year with doing 10 movies for Best Picture.
Oh, that's right.
Because they wanted to make more money.
Well, and they wanted the ceremony to last that much longer.
Well, yeah, but it's mainly about money.
Because
if you have five pictures nominated, that means, you know, the grosses will go up on just five pictures. Well, why not make it 10?
It's now almost as long as the Super Bowl pregame show. Almost as long. But,
yeah. But anyway,
yeah.
As long as the movies I saw are nominated, everything's just fine.
True Grit, hands down, for everything.
So? All right.
I don't know. You didn't see The Fighter.
Well, I didn't see any of them.
Yeah, I know.
I'm over movies in so many ways.
Uh-huh.
I mean, don't get me wrong. I love a good movie.
Yeah.
But I've been so let down by so many movies.
Well, I'm pickier than I used to be. And I saw The Fighter and I saw King's Speech, and they were both excellent.
Right.
And I saw True Grit, and it was good. I thought it was pretty good. But it's been done before.
Oh, here we go.
Picture nominees for 2010
Best
Black
Picture.
Swan, Mike Medavoy, Ron Oliver,
good.
And Scott Franklin,
Natalie Portman.
Producers.
Black Swan.
The Fighter.
Yeah.
David Hoberman, Todd Lieberman, and Mark Wahlberg.
The Fighter.
Producers.
Mm-hmm. Fighter. Good movie.
Inception.
Emma
Thomas and Christopher Nolan.
That's a weird
producers.
Movie. That's Leo.
The Kids Are All Right. Gary Gilbert, Jeffrey Lieberman, and Celine Rattray, producers.
Uh-huh.
The King's Speech.
Yeah.
Ian Canning, Emile Sherman, and Garth Ewan, producers.
Good movie.
127 Hours. Christian Coulson, Danny Boyle, and John Smithson.
That's James Franco,
producers.
Isn't it?
Yes. Uh-huh.
The Social Network. Scott Rudin.
I hadn't seen that yet.
Dana Brunetti.
But it's
Michael
on DVD
DeLuca,
already.
And Sion Chafin, producers.
Yeah.
Toy Story 3. Darla K. Anderson,
obligatory.
Producer.
That's for Disney.
Yeah, that's for
True Grit. Scott Rudin, Ethan Coen, and Joel Coen.
Good movie.
Producers. And
last
Winter's
one.
Bone. Anne Rosalini
Winter's
and Alex Madigan-Yorkin. Producers.
All right, thank you.
There you go.
Y'all are done now.
There you go.
So Black Swan, The Fighter, Inception, The Kids Are All Right, The King's Speech, 127 Hours, Social Network, Toy Story 3, True Grit, Winter's Bone. Those are your Best Picture nominees for the first time ever live.
Huh?
On News Talk.
How about that?
WTAW.
It's not tradition until we do it next year.
That's right. Well, you know, or just next hour even, something
yeah,
like that.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Well, we have entertainment coming up. Give me an extra few seconds, and I'll go over the major categories there at the end of the show.
Oh, I tell you what, I can't wait for it.
I know you can't.
I
know.
Let's start it. Oh, wait.
Breathless anticipation.
I'm telling something. I'm not exactly sure what, but it's definitely something. 744.
At Scott & White Health Plan, we know you may be wondering about health care reform and how it will affect you. But don't let the uncertainty keep you from applying for the coverage you deserve. Health Plus from Scott & White Health Plan provides affordable medical coverage for individuals and families. We offer a choice of plans and deductibles starting as low as $55 a month for individuals. There's no charge for preventive services, and all Scott & White Health Plans have no lifetime maximum. To learn more about Health Plus and get your free quote, call us toll-free at 1-866-522-2515. That's 1-866-522-2515. You can also apply online at swhp.org/radio. Scott & White Health Plan. We're Texas friendly. Plans are medically underwritten and have benefit exclusions and limitations. Call for cost and complete details of coverage. $55 premium is based upon a healthy male age 29, March 1st, 2010 effective date. Safer 5,000 plan. Premiums vary based on age and gender.
This is Jim Swayze, back again from the great opening of Half Price Books' new home on University, just off the bypass next to PetSmart. You know why Half Price Books calls their store openings great instead of grand. Well, while it may be grand that many bookstores offer discounts on certain items, at Half Price Books, almost everything is at least half price or less all the time. At the new location, you'll find more of everything. Books, music, movies, and lots more for the kids. How great is that? Hunting for treasures and bargains is always grand, especially these days. Finding tons of it like you do at Half Price Books is totally great. And the fact that they pay cash for your old books, music, and movies is even greater. Half Price Books, now on University just off the bypass next to PetSmart. Real books, real treasures, real cheap. So hurry out, because what's there today may not be there tomorrow. Find out more or drop me a note at hpb.com.
746 News Talk 1620 WTAW, and thanks to the listener who called and kept me honest here. We got so caught up in talking about the Academy Awards, because
that.
For the first time ever, with Scott gone, we decided to play around and actually put them live on the air.
Yeah.
We got so caught up that we forgot today's Tuesday.
Oh, it is,
and so, you know, at this point, you're probably already on your way to work, so you've already been on the elliptical this morning. So we just needed to give you something to, you know, kind of tap the toe a little bit.
Right.
And so I thought, you know, since it's been announced, we've known all along who's going to be interrupting or actually bringing us the Super Bowl halftime show, and then they'll interrupt that to bring us the second half of the Super Bowl. We've known that, so I thought, you know, why not sample a little bit of the product? Because I guarantee you, I will be absolutely shocked if the Black Eyed Peas don't play this song
there we go.
Right here.
Okay, get back on the elliptical.
So get on the elliptical, or just pull over on the side of the road and just start, like, bobbing your legs up and down and pretend like you're on the elliptical. Or do it while you're driving. That'll be fun.
I got a feeling that tonight's gonna be a good night. Tonight's gonna be a good night.
Oh, yeah.
That tonight's gonna be a good, good
feel
night.
Feel the
burn. That tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna
it's a little disturbing to consider that they get paid for this.
Oh, yeah.
Somebody wrote these lyrics. Really?
Huh.
Oh, and then it just gets going.
Yeah, tonight's the night.
Yeah.
I got my money.
My money.
Yeah.
Once again, people get paid for that.
Yeah.
There's no, because it's not me, there's no justice in the world. Just say
it. Yeah, that's right. That's right, because you don't get paid your money.
No, no, I don't got no money. I'll tell you what, not until a week from Friday, I don't got no money.
He owned and operated Thrive Home Healthcare provides an excellent, cost-effective medical care alternative for patients and their families. Thrive Home Healthcare, helping others thrive. Call 846-1213 for qualification and more information.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
If you see a person with skin that you like but can't get your skin looking just right, then Child's Dermatology is ready for you. With state-of-the-art lasers and Omna looks blue. With 15 years of experience making skin look great, Drs. James and Maria Childs are ready. Don't wait. Call Child's Dermatology at 696-4444 or visit childsdermatology.com to find out more.
For the finest in general and cosmetic skincare, call Child's Dermatology at 696-4444 or visit childsdermatology.com.
Are you really with the people that you're with? I'm Dr. Julie Slattery with Focus on the Family. I recently read that Bill Nye the Science Guy of the once popular children's show was lecturing to a classroom of students at USC. And right in the middle of his talk, he passed out. Surprisingly, no one, at least initially, came to his aid. Instead, many of the students started texting their friends and tweeting about the incident. As our culture grows more and more gadgetized, are we slipping into a form of digital passivity? In other words, are we so absorbed with our devices that we can't even respond to the needs of the people right in front of us? Boy, I sure hope if I were speaking to a group of people and needed their help, they would come to my aid before sending out a text message or tweet. As our technology for communication grows, we need to consciously stay connected to the people who are presently with us. Now, it might not be as obvious as a speaker passing out right in front of you, but are you aware of your friend's depressed mood, or even the fact that your spouse just asked you to pass the salt? Novelist Max Frisch described technology as the knack of so arranging the world that we don't have to experience it. So let me ask you again, are you really with the people that you're with? To help your family thrive, put down that cell phone or iPod and focus on your family. I'm Dr. Julie Slattery.
Buying a good used car is all about having the right information and facts. And if it's a Honda-certified used car, well, it just got a whole lot easier. Because now you can find out the history, mileage, and the price of the Honda you're looking for without leaving your home. Simply go online and search Google or Yahoo for Honda-certified used cars. You'll see the current selection at the Honda dealers nearest you, along with the information you need to make the right choice. Honda-certified used cars. It may be used, but it's still a Honda.
How do you jump into every business day ready to turn challenges into opportunities? Yeah! With Sage, you have the software, services, and support to make the most of every opportunity. Front office to back office, accounting to sales to HR, you can handle whatever comes at you. Experience efficiency that prepares you to jump into every business day and succeed. Visit SageToolkit.com today.
Where's Henderson?
Here I am, sir.
What's this thing?
I invented a teleporter.
What for?
Well, I really need to keep my job, but I live 392 miles away.
I see.
But with my teleporter, I can be here in 1.9 seconds.
You sure this thing is safe?
I tested it on the family cat this morning, sir. Oops, that's not good.
Is that a cat head?
Yeah, sorry about that, sir.
Hey, it's not worth risking the safety of mankind just to avoid paying for moving expenses. Find qualified local employees. Go to AggielandHelpWanted.com. Long name, amazing results.
They've shaken things up at Texas Truck Riggins. From truck and SUV accessories to rhinestones, you'll find everything from ranchette grill guards and bumpers, toolboxes, headache racks, diesel performance chips, spray and bed liners and powder coating, to hand-poured circle-y candles, embellished yellow box shoes, fun fashion jewelry, and purses. From truck swag to lady bling, you'll find it all at Texas Truck Riggins. Voted best in the Brazos Valley 8 years running. See the Bobonski family at 2711 South College Avenue in Bryan for the best in truck accessories and now so much more.
When we tell Rush what we think, we say, thanks, big guy. Weekdays at 11 on WTAW.
One more time. Good morning, everyone. 7:52. I'm Tom Turbeville. Let's take another look at sports. The Aggies win over Kansas State Saturday evidently helped their reputation despite the ugly loss Wednesday to Texas, because the coaches poll that was released yesterday only dropped A&M one slot to 11th from 10th. The AP poll dropped A&M two spots from 11th to 13th. Now, Texas had a great week last week with wins over two top 10 teams, the Aggies and then second-ranked Kansas at Lawrence, which stopped the Jayhawks 69-game home winning streak. The Longhorns jumped from 10th to 7th in the AP poll, while Kansas dropped to 6th. Texas is 8th in the coaches' poll. Ohio State still number 1. Pitt rose to number 2, but then Pitt lost at home last night to Notre Dame. Duke's 3rd, followed by San Diego State and UConn. On the women's side, Baylor still ranked number 1, and they have the midweek off. That assures that they'll be the top-ranked team when they come to Reed Arena Sunday at noon to meet the A&M women. The Aggies stayed ranked number 6 in the AP poll. Now, A&M basketball coming up the next few days, it's going to be something. The men, like we said, have no midweek game, but they must fly to Lincoln to try to get a Big 12 road win at Nebraska, a team that's 2-3 in the league, but they very nearly knocked off Kansas and Lawrence before Texas did. The Aggs have to somehow focus on the Huskers without giving thoughts to the Monday night game 2 days later against Texas. Yep, a quick rematch with the team that they did not show up against in Austin last Wednesday. The Aggies, by the way, did drop one spot to 11th. The women remain 6th in the AP poll. Like we said, they'll likely stay ranked 5th in the coaches' poll that comes out today. They've got a bigger task of not looking ahead. Tomorrow night, they play at 13th-ranked Oklahoma, one of the toughest gyms for a visitor to win. Only on the flight home can they start thinking about Sunday's high noon shootout with number 1 Baylor. But Coach Gary Blair was already thinking about the weekend coming up of basketball at Reed Arena.
Technically, we should have Dick Vitale here or whoever else are the big shots of the media. They should all be here. The NBA scouts should be here. The WNBA scouts should be here. I mean, this should be the hardest ticket to get in College Station. And I think it's going to be a great weekend. This is why I'm here and why Mark is here. This is what you dream about as coaches. You live for these weekends that are coming up.
So you need your basketball fix here in the midweek. How about high school basketball? Tonight, Crosstown Showdown at two different gyms. Good high school basketball needs to be played in the high school gym. That's why they don't play at Reed Arena anymore. Bryan versus Consolve. The boys will meet at Viking Gym at 7 o'clock. The girls will meet at Tiger Gym at 7 o'clock. For the boys, these two teams are tied for third place in district at 4-3, so this game is essential to both teams' hopes to make the playoffs. Bryan won the first meeting at Tiger Gym. For the girls, Consolve won the first meeting at Bryan, and they stand at 5-4 in district, while Bryan is 1-8. Good high school basketball coming up tonight. NFL Associated Press All-Pro teams were announced yesterday. Tom Brady, the record-setting quarterback for New England, is one of three Patriots selected to the squad by a nationwide panel of 50 media members who regularly cover the NFL. The Baltimore Ravens also had three All-Pros. Detroit defensive tackle Ndamukong Suh is an All-Pro in his rookie year, the only rookie. And former Aggie punter Shane Leckler has been in Oakland for several years, and he made the All-Pro team for a sixth time. That's the most that any All-Pro selection of anyone on the 2010 team. Houston's Arian Foster, who went from a non-entity with the Texans to the league's leading rusher with 1,616 yards and 16 touchdowns, he's also an All-Pro. The AFC is the dominant conference with 18 of the 27 spots. San Antonio Spurs endured a brief injury scare with Tim Duncan and went on to beat Golden State 113-102 last night. Duncan went down with the left knee injury in the second quarter. He returned, though, to finish with 16 points and 7 rebounds. Kevin Martin scored 34 points. Shane Battier added 19, and the Rockets won 129-125 over Minnesota. Roger Federer, a winner at the Australian Open, so he advances to the semifinals. And that's your look at sports. Good morning, everyone. It's 7:57 almost. I'm Tom Turbeville. This is News Talk 1620 WTAW.
No one likes to walk away feeling they've just paid too much for their car. Now, for a limited time, BMW is offering 0.9% APR financing on select certified pre-owned BMW vehicles. That's 0.9% for the finest German engineering, performance, and handling on a vehicle that's a similar price to other lesser new cars. That's 0.9% APR for a vehicle that's as well maintained as any on the road. And 0.9% for a protection plan backed by BMW for up to 6 years or 100,000 miles. Need we say more? Visit your authorized BMW center for details on these extraordinary offers. And remember, only an authorized BMW center has access to these special rates. Certified pre-owned by BMW.
Visit Garland Shelton BMW, 3100 Briarcrest Drive at the Earl Rudder Freeway. Call 776-7600 or see them on the web at garlandsheltonbmw.com.
A couple of minutes before 8 o'clock, News Talk 1620, WTAW, College Station, Brian. Good morning. Chase Murphy sitting in for Scott DeLucia, who ducked out just a little bit early this morning. Big Economic Outlook Conference going on over there at the College Station Hilton, so it'll be packed over there.
That's
today.
Right.
So, So when you go to a grocery store, are there certain things you don't buy at a grocery store?
Yeah, most of the stuff there I don't buy.
I see what you did
there. Yeah, there you go.
The convenience factor could end up costing you a lot more on things like cookware and utensils.
Oh, I see what you're talking about.
Yeah, non-food things.
Yeah, right. Only if it's just a real, real necessity, you know, that I need right then, and I'm grocery shopping anyway. Yeah, I might sneak over there, you know.
Party supplies. Batteries, light bulbs, and extension cords.
Now party supplies I will. Like if it's picnic supplies, like paper plates and stuff like that, I'll buy at the grocery store.
Do a lot of picnics, do you?
Well, paper plates I do.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
not like, picnics. Use them inside.
At our house, we have what we call living room picnics. That just means we don't feel like sitting at the dining room table.
Exactly.
So we shuffle the puppies outside, and we sit in the living room. That normally, you know what that normally means? That normally means there's something on TV either mom or dad want to watch. And so
that's right.
We're going to have a living room picnic.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Drop it on the floor, that's okay.
Well, that's what the dogs are for. Yeah. We've actually cut that down quite a bit since Jackson came along, just because he's still a little bit too young. But we already have his specialized tray for later on when it comes time to reacquaint ourselves with the living room picnic.
So, I see. And the dogs pick up the food.
Small,
you got a dog named Hoover.
Yeah. Small appliances. Mm-hmm. I've never bought a small appliance at a grocery store.
I probably have not.
It says, why buy a toaster for $40 and you can buy the same toaster for $2? Radio.
Fox News Radio. I'm Dave Anthony. He's the leading man.
Colin Firth in The King's Speech.
And his movie leads the way, up for 12 Oscars, including Best Picture, leading in the nominations that have just been announced this morning. True Grit had 10 nominations. Also up for Best Picture, Black Swan, The Fighter, Inception, The Kids Are All Right, 127 Hours, and The Social Network.
So should we send it to first?
Just a couple of people. The question is, who are they going to send it to?
Toy Story 3 and Winter's Bone, also among those up for Best Picture. The Oscars will be handed out February the 27th. President Obama's a TV star tonight, going prime time to deliver the State of the Union. Fox News Radio's Todd Starnes, live at the White House.
And Dave, while jobs and the economy may be the headliners in tonight's address, the president is also expected to tell the nation to take down the political rhetoric a few notches.
Focusing on the fact that we are indeed an American family, even as we face tough challenges and vibrant debate.
Melody Barnes, the director of the White House Domestic Policy Council, tells Fox News Radio the president is also expected to agree with the need to cut spending, but not at the expense of helping companies create jobs, Dave.
Todd, transportation security is tighter in Russia, where the prime minister is vowing revenge the day after the airport suicide bombing that left 35 dead. Fox News Radio's Jessica Gallagher live in Moscow. Well, we've lost our connection with Jessica, but you did file earlier.
Vladimir Putin is saying there will be retribution for Monday's suicide bombing at Moscow's biggest airport. Putin has been known for his harsh words when it comes to catching terrorists. He made similar statements after double suicide bombings in Moscow's metro system last year.
That's again Jessica Gallagher in Moscow. And the first Guantanamo detainee to be tried in civilian court is sentenced today on the one conviction tied to the U.S. Embassy bombings in Africa in the 90s. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
As expected, the memo came listing new promotions. What wasn't expected, for Bill at least, was the name Janice. Janice. She got the position he so publicly pursued. Bill charged into his boss's office. No one in this department worked for that job harder than I did, he said. Least of all, Janice. Bill's boss had expected this meeting. "You're right," he said. "And while you campaigned for that job, Janice was doing her work." This is Howard Butt Jr. of Laity Lodge. A career plan is a good thing. Ascending the corporate ladder has its rewards. Remember, however, that today's rung is just as important as the one above it. Job one is today's job in the high calling of our daily work.
For more information, visit ourdailywork.org.
Athletics kicks off Friday, January 28th at 11 o'clock with Equestrian hosting South Carolina at the Brazos County Expo Complex. Saturday the 29th, men's tennis takes on Mississippi State at noon. 3 o'clock, Miami plays Arizona. Sunday the 30th, men's tennis again at noon. At Reed Arena, it's a major battle. Women's basketball takes on Baylor at 12 noon. This is the Battle of the Brazos, going to be a classic matchup. Texas A&M and Baylor at noon, Sunday the 30th. Come support your Aggies on campus this week.
Welcome to the Bible Minute, brought to you by the BCS Church of Christ. In the book of Exodus, the Lord delivered the Israelites from Egypt and began to lead them through the wilderness to the promised land. However, the people so sinned against the Lord that thousands of them were destroyed in the wilderness and never saw the land of their inheritance. Though these were God's chosen people and received divine favors from Him, because of their sins, they died and never secured their reward. In 1 Corinthians 10, Paul references this and applies the sober lesson to Christians. In verse 11 and 12, he states, "Now all these things happen unto them for examples, and they are written for our admonition, upon whom the ends of the world are come. Wherefore let him that thinketh he standeth take heed lest he fall." You see, friends, while there surely is security in the fold of God, it is still possible for a Christian to so sin, like the Israelites, as to fall from grace and lose his part in the promise of eternal life. That is why we must remain sober, diligent, and faithful unto the very end. Thank you for listening. This has been the Bible Minute.
Hi, this is Debbie Davis. I have a show on Sunday morning that can make a difference for you and your family. Brazos Wellness is a program that interviews local doctors, healthcare providers, and wellness experts from the Brazos Valley. This Sunday morning at 8, I'll be speaking with Joe Brown with The Med. If you have an idea for the show we'd love to include it on the air, send it to idea@brazoswellness.com. Be sure to listen Sunday morning at 8 here on WTAW.
WTAW News Time is 8:05. Good morning. I'm Chase Murphy. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe, your one-stop steel supply store on Highway 21 East in Bryan. Go to pioneerboys.com. Three members of the College Station City Council have to decide whether to resign or face a recall election. The city secretary's office finished verifying signatures on Monday. Recall supporters collected five more signatures than were needed for Mayor Nancy Berry, but the cushion was much wider on two council members. Those seeking to remove Katie Marie Lyles had a buffer of 318 signatures, and for Dave Rusink, it was a margin of 342. City Secretary Sherry Mashburn will present official certification of the petitions Thursday at the next city council meeting. Mashburn says from there, the recall targets have 5 days to resign. Now, for those who don't step down by next Tuesday, February 1st, a recall election is expected to be ordered at the council's meeting on February 10th. Speaking of the city charter, council has given the green light to review the city charter. City Secretary Sherry Mashburn says it was something she wanted to do last summer while pursuing the position.
One of the things I did before I even interviewed for the city was I reviewed the city charter. And I saw a lot of things that needed to be cleared up. There were a few things in there that I thought didn't quite follow state law. And that's not my call. I'm not an attorney, but they were just some things that I had a couple little concerns about.
As a result, council approved Mashburn's idea to create a citizens review committee for the charter.
With what needs to be looked at and for it to be comprehensive, it's going to take a lot of time and energy. And the council has other things they have to concentrate on. And I think a citizens review committee would be the best avenue to do this with.
College Station residents interested in reviewing the city charter are invited to apply in person at City Hall, or you can go online to the city's website, cstx.gov. A Bryan man is dead after being hit by an oncoming train in Bryan Monday morning. Police say 53-year-old Herman Roberson was pushing a bicycle east along the railroad tracks near Harvey Mitchell Parkway when he was hit by an eastbound train. Authorities say the train conductor sounded the horn several times to alert Roberson of the train's presence, but he never moved. The railroad crossing on West 28th Street near Harvey Mitchell Parkway was temporarily closed while authorities investigated the accident. No other injuries were reported. The new College Station High School won't open until the fall of 2012, but the school's first principal will be hired around March 1st of this year. Deputy Superintendent Clark Ely says applications are still being taken from administrators inside the district.
We have an application process right now for internal applicants going forward, and that will close at the end of this month. Interviews will be held with a committee initially, and then a smaller committee of the superintendent and some deputies for the final round sometime in February. And we do anticipate having that individual hired and beginning his or her work on March the 1st.
Ely says there are enough internal candidates that the decision was made not to open applications outside the school district. And thanks to CSISD, you can see an aerial picture of the new high school on our website with this story at WTAW.com. On a related item, road construction continues at the new high school. Speed limits have been reduced on Barron Road from Victoria to Highway 40. That will remain in effect through February of next year. After waiting a day, the Texas Senate gets down to the voter ID debate today. Robert Wood has that story from Austin.
Democrats question why the bill that would require you show a picture ID to vote has been declared an emergency while the budget hasn't. Lubbock Republican Senator Robert Duncan defends the declaration.
I believe there is a procedural and a timing issue here that I think allows this body to deliberate on this important issue.
Senators will ask a lot of questions about the bill, hear from both experts and the public, and eventually are expected to give the bill initial approval by the end of the day. In Austin, Robert Wood, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Lieutenant Governor David Dewhurst has unveiled the Senate's draft budget proposal, which calls for 10.1% reductions in general revenue spending. The bill largely mirrors what was introduced by the State House last week. Both chambers of the legislature will debate and amend the baseline budget, then meet later in conference committee to pass a final spending plan. The Senate bill calls for $73.8 billion in expenditures. That's exactly what the state controller says Texas will earn in revenues over the next 2 years. The total is $27 billion less than what experts say is needed, though, to maintain current state services. The proposal from the Senate does not increase taxes, nor does it tap into the state's $9.4 billion rainy day fund. And it's possible your new best friend is a College Station man who recently received $1 million from the Texas Lottery. Steve Muller is the first of six getting the top prize from the lottery's week-old scratch-off game called Black. Muller says he's going to pay off whatever he owes, then he's headed to Vegas. WTAW News Time coming up on 8:10. This look at news brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe. Your Brazos Valley weather forecast is coming up next.
This is Jeff Smith, General Manager of Pioneer Steel. At Pioneer Steel, we provide the highest quality products for your structural steel, pipe, and metal building needs. Other companies offer imported sheet metal, secondary, or number two material. When you do business with Pioneer Steel, you get domestic number one sheet metal and new structural pipe with written manufacturer-backed warranties. Ask our competition if they provide the same.
Pioneer Steel. Call 979-589-2333 or visit pioneerboys.com.
A message from the VLB, aired in cooperation with the Texas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
At the VLB, we believe those who faithfully serve our country deserve the best Texas has to offer. That's why we go beyond federal benefits to offer Texas veterans special home and land loans at historically low rates. If you're a Texas veteran or you love a Texas veteran, visit us at TexasVeterans.com and come home to the benefits you deserve. The VLB, serving Texas veterans for life.
8:11, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Time to take a look at your Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Brazos Bounty. When a new person moves to town, they can be greeted with a welcome packet that could include information from your business or even items. For more information, go to BrazosBounty.com.
Storm system will continue to develop off to our east this morning and pull away. That leaves us under the influences of partial sunshine. Temperatures today up to about 55 to 60. We're going to be clear tonight. Lows will be 30 to 35. Tomorrow looks to be sunny and mild with temperatures pretty close to 60. The outlook for tomorrow night, we're clear. Lows will be around 35. Another nice day coming up for Thursday. It's going to be partly to mostly sunny. Temperatures will be near 60. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
So, Tom, does your new best friend live in College Station with that $1 million scratch-off?
My best friend does live in College Station, at my house, actually. But I'm in the market for a second best friend.
Yeah, don't you know it? There's always room for a new friend, especially one that just won $1 million.
Scratch off $1 million.
Steve Mueller is the guy's name.
Goodness gracious.
Says he's going to, Uncle Sam's going to get his cut.
Yeah.
Then he's going to pay off his bills.
Right.
Then he says he's going to Vegas.
Goodness gracious.
And we had this discussion on Candy 95 this morning, somebody, because Allison said there's no way she would go to Vegas doing that. And I said, but it's the house's money. Come on.
Yeah.
Hello.
How y'all doing this morning?
Good morning. Were you the winner?
No.
Oh, okay.
I'm not the winner.
Okay.
How y'all? Yeah, I'm doing just fine.
Good.
Just doing just fine. If I was any finer, they'd put me in a cake. But anyways, that mouse pad that y'all were giving away the other day?
Right.
That thing fit just right in that cage. That my mouse really loved it. It was the softest bed he ever had.
Oh, man.
Oh, golly.
Yeah, it just doesn't get any better than that. I hope he doesn't mind his mouth stinking is the only problem.
No.
So he's gonna smell like shredded tires for a while.
That's right. But the mouse might change the stink on that. Who knows?
That's true. It's all relative to a mouse as far as what stinks and what doesn't. I've learned that with all animals. That,
yeah. What stinks to a mouse, right?
Well, yeah, I think that's the name of a children's book, but you never know. I mean, you just ask any cat or ask any dog. I mean, certain things that you would think are just absolutely
I hear what you're doing here.
You see where I'm going with this, don't you?
I see where you're going here, yeah.
Just absolutely unbearable, suddenly become very bearable to them.
Uh-huh.
And while we're talking animals, Brenton's
here
from the Kansas Animal Shelter.
There you go.
Good morning, sir. How are you this morning?
All right, good morning. You're talking about getting a new best friend. We can help you all out with that. May not be a millionaire, but...
But priceless, right? That's
exactly
how you have to look at adopting an animal from the animal shelter.
Well, we got some things going on. Saturday, the 29th, once again, we'll be out at PetSmart for our mobile adoptions. That'll be from 12 to 3. So if you can't make it to the shelter during the week, maybe you can make it out there on the weekend and possibly get yourself a furry companion. Sunday, the 30th, we'll be at the Bryan IHOP from 5 to 11 for another one of our profit shares. Also, wanted to mention again, we're having our I Support the Brazos Animal Shelter video contest. You or your furry companion, especially if you can get them to talk, can tell why y'all support the Brazos Animal Shelter, and it'll be for a chance to win a spot in our upcoming ad campaign. Also, February 12th, Saturday, 10 to 2, wanting to get the word out early on this, we're having a vaccine clinic. It's going to be with the Texas A&M Shelter Vets and the vet students and the Brazos Animal Shelter. We'll all be out there. It's going to be at Bryan High. It's going to be February the 12th from 10 to 2. It's a chance to go out there, get your pet rabies vaccinated. You can get a microchip, county license. So if you're a little behind on that, this would be a perfect opportunity. All the information is going to be on our website. You can look us up at brazosanimalshelter.org or give us a call at 979-775-5755.
And tell us again where that clinic's going to be. I mean, that's a lot of stuff that if people aren't caught up on things with their animal, that's a great opportunity for them.
Yes, it is. It's going to be at Bryan High. Not sure which parking lot, if it's going to be the silver or blue campus yet, but that will be on our website as soon as we figure that out. And once again, it's February 12th, Saturday, 10 to 2 at Bryan High.
And what are the services that are going to be offered out there?
We're going to be offering rabies vaccinations, microchips, and county licenses.
Boy, that's what a lot of people forget is that you're really not even supposed to have, if you live here in the city, you're not even supposed to take your dogs to the park if you don't have current tags.
Exactly. That's a county ordinance, actually, so it doesn't matter if you're in the city or outside the city. As long as you're in the county, you really need to get that county license and your rabies vaccination.
And that's proof of those things, and you can get them vaccinated right out there. And then the microchipping, that can prove invaluable for someone who loses their animal.
Definitely. The microchip, it's a tag that they can't lose. It's just implanted right under the skin. We scan all the animals that come in, and... I believe our stats about 80-85% all the animals that come in that are tagged or microchip go home.
It's
a big help.
Yeah, that's a huge thing right there. And not only that, we took two of our dogs to get them chipped at the shelter several years ago. Mm-hmm. I mean, in and out just about that fast, doesn't take any time, and it's the best deal because it's about, what, $10 to get that done at the shelter.
$10 for the microchip.
Yeah, you can't beat that. So, again, that number 775-5755 or brazosanimalshelter.org. Brenton, thanks for your time this morning.
Thank you.
All right, this is Brenton from the Brazos Animal Animal Shelter. We chat with them every Tuesday here on News Talk 1620 WTAW. The Coach's Show is coming up next. It's brought to you by Thrive Home Healthcare.
This is Jim Swayze, back again from the great opening of Hap Price Books' new home on University, just off the bypass next to PetSmart. You know why Hap Price Books calls their store openings great instead of grand. Well, while it may be grand that many bookstores offer discounts on certain items, at Hap Price Books, almost everything is at least half price or less all the time. At the new location, you'll find more of everything. Books, music, movies, and lots more for the kids. How great is that? Hunting for treasures and bargains is always grand, especially these days. Finding tons of it like you do at Half Price Books is totally great. And the fact that they pay cash for your old books, music, and movies is even greater. Half Price Books, now on University just off the bypass next to PetSmart. Real books, real treasures, real cheap. So hurry out, because what's there today may not be there tomorrow. Find out more or drop me a note at hpb.com.
817, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Normally we'd talk with the folks from the chamber, but they're probably a little busy this morning with the Economic Outlook Conference that's going on today. That's
pretty much their baby there.
That's one of their majorist events, if you will. So they've got that going on today. Hang on, I'm wondering if... hello?
Hey, Chase, it's Dina.
Hey, there you go. See, we were saying that they wouldn't play with us today.
We thought you guys might be too busy for us this morning.
No, I would never stiff you guys, I promise.
Well, I appreciate that. Well, then we will talk chamber stuff right now.
I'll step aside.
All right, at 8:18, it's Dina from the Bryan College Station Chamber of Commerce. But now you guys are very busy today with one of the biggest events that you put on today at the Hilton.
That's right. Us and about 470 other of our best and closest friends are at the Hilton this morning learning about what's going on in our economy in the upcoming few months. So I don't know who's listening, because everybody's here with us this morning.
Well, then you should pipe us in there and just broadcast it into the room. I mean, just make everybody stop for a minute. I mean, we're only on until 9. I would think that would be doable. So,
you know, we're going to have to work that in next year.
Yeah.
Sure. But we're going to be talking healthcare this morning. We've got a panel with Dr. Nancy Dickey from the Health Science Center, Dr. Brett Girard from the Chancellor's Office, and Jack Buckley, a healthcare consultant here locally. We're going to talk about real estate and what's going on there with Dr. Gaines. And then we're going to wrap things up after lunch with Dr. Lofton talking about everything that's going on at A&M. I don't know if we have enough time for all that, but it's going to be a great event today, sponsored by Wells Fargo. Again, we're just packed to the hilt, and I just want to thank everybody for coming out for that. We've got a business after hours coming up a little earlier in the month than our normal schedule, so mark your calendars. February 10th is our next business after hours, and this one's out at Kentmore Cabinets. They've redone their showroom, and from what I hear, they are planning quite the after hours. So join us on February 10th, 5:30 to 7:00. We have a deluxe ribbon cutting coming up on Thursday, January 27th. I guess that is this Thursday. It's creeping up on us. We're almost at the end of January. And we're going to be out at Braun Enterprises on Texas Avenue. And this is the leasing company of, I consider it the old First American Bank location, which is over on Texas between Jack in the Box and the Kettle, if you're not familiar with that area. 4:30 to 5:30 is that. It's free to attend. And then just a reminder, the Chamber is going to be in Austin next week on Tuesday and Wednesday. We're going to take our legislative action plan, which we've put together with a lot of volunteers and input from a lot of different entities in town. And we're going to go visit the legislators at the Capitol and just tell them, you know, don't forget Bryan College Station. We're still here. We're still doing great things for the economy. And, you know, we can help them with this budget situation that they're in, because they can, you know, continue to invest in us. We will return, you know, multiplied. So not to forget that. A few ribbon cuttings this week. We have Voices for Children this afternoon at 4:30. We're going to be at Chase Bank tomorrow at 11:30, and I want to say thanks to College Station Medical Center. They're our Platinum Member Spotlight this week.
All right. That's Dina from the Bryan College Station Chamber of Commerce. Dina, if they have any questions or need more information, what's the best way for them to go about that?
Best way to contact us is via our website, bcschamber.org, or you can go and catch us by telephone at 260-5200.
All right, Dina, have fun today at the Hilton, all right?
Thank you.
All right, that's Dina from the BCS Chamber of Commerce. We chat with them every Tuesday here on News Talk 1620 WTAW. Now we will hear from Dave South in the Aggie Report. It's brought to you by Thrive Home Healthcare.
If you or a loved one is considered homebound under the care of a physician and needs assistance with either skilled nursing or therapy service, call Thrive Home Healthcare. Aggie owned and operated, Thrive Home Healthcare provides an excellent, cost-effective medical care alternative for patients and their families. Thrive services a six-county area, accepts Medicare, and has an on-call nursing staff available 24 hours a day. Thrive Home Healthcare, helping others thrive. Call 846-1213 for qualification and more information. I'm Dave Saab. This is the Aggie Report, brought to you by the College Station Medical Center. Our hospital is an Aggie tradition. Healthcare, it's what we do. Fresh off their fourth consecutive postseason appearance and a preseason number 8 ranking, the Aggie baseball season is just around the corner. Join the rally today and purchase season tickets for the 2011 season. Tickets are on sale now. Just go to tickets.12thmanfoundation.com. Season begins February the 18th. Aggie baseball, this is home! There's a break on the basketball floor at Reed Arena until next Sunday, the 30th. That's when the Texas A&M women's team will take on Baylor. That's a 12 noon tip time. Look for a big house for the Aggies against the Baylor Bears. The women's basketball team taking on Baylor on the 30th. That's Sunday. And again, noon is tip time. Men's basketball team won't be in action again until they travel to Nebraska this coming Saturday. They'll play the Cornhuskers at the Devaney Center at 1 o'clock. Coach Mark Turgeon, talking with the media, was asked about losing the three players off of last year's team that were so important, starting with Donald Sloan, then Brian Davis, and of course we lost Derek Rowland midway through the season before the start of Big 12 play, and talked about his expectations for the team this year versus those losses off of last year's squad. Mark Turgeon.
Our expectations are always high. I kind of just coach the team, trying to get the most out of them. I still do. I don't get caught up in a lot of things. But, you know, we got used to playing without Derek Rowland. So last year, you know, we lost three good ones. But we lost really two in the meat of our schedule. And, yeah, I was a little concerned about losing Sloan, obviously, because he's such a good player. I go back and watch film from last year. He's a heck of a player. And then Brian did so much for us. But my expectations for us were about what everybody else, you know, was. I think pick six, I thought that was pretty fair, and in the league, and, you know, no votes, I thought that was pretty fair, you know, and then when you start coaching, you just coach them as well as you can and try to get better. So, you know, we got young guys that are getting better and veterans that are doing well for us.
Texas A&M basketball team on the road. No game this week. We'll be at Nebraska coming up Saturday, 12:30 broadcast time on the Aggie Radio Network. I'm Dave South, and that's your Aggie Report.
Brad Hildebrand from Hilco Metal Roofing.
Hilco Metal Roofing has been locally owned and servicing the Brazos Valley since 1998, and we're very excited to be in a new location on Highway 6 in Navasota. Of course, Hilco Roofing is still your source for residential metal roofing, but we now offer a full line of metal products, such as steel, pipe, and pre-engineered building packages. Hilco invites you to stop by and see us. We have experienced, friendly staff ready to help you with that new carport, metal roof, or storage building you've always wanted. And since we're the manufacturer, we will save you money. We have a state-of-the-art trim shop with quick turnaround on metal building and roofing components, and we offer fast, friendly hometown service the large chains can't provide. For a free custom building or material quote, stop by and see us at Hilco Metal Roofing and Building Supply, 2 miles south of Navasota on Highway 6, or give us a call at 936-825-0500. That's 936-825-0500. We're open Saturdays till noon for your convenience. Hilco Metal Roofing and Building Supply.
Great golf specials going on now. Hi, I'm Tim Metzer, golf professional at Bluebonnet Country Golf Course just outside Navasota. Come out to Bluebonnet any Monday through Thursday and play for a buck a hole. That's 18 holes of golf for only $18 plus tax. Be sure to mention this buck a hole special when you call to make your tee time. Call Bluebonnet Country Golf Course at 936-894-2207. Again, 936-894-2207 to reserve your tee time now.
Are you looking for health insurance for your business? Brown & Company Insurance Services offers exactly what you need. Brown & Company will help you discover flexible, affordable programs and services for groups of all sizes. No matter how diverse your company needs may be, Brown & Company has a solution for you.
Obtain affordable group coverage for your business today. Contact me, Brian Brown, at Brown & Company Insurance Services for your free quote, 694-6900. Or on the web at bcins.net.
High school football, college sports, coaches, and more at playbyreplay.com.
You know, I love to use Bravo Brazos Valley to brag on Texas A&M and not athletics all the time. You know, the main purpose, the main focus of this great university, and that's education. We hear from Texas A&M that faculty members representing four Texas A&M University colleges received 24 grants totaling $240,982 through an initiative sponsored by the university's Division of Research and Graduate Studies. Now, proposals were submitted during the fall semester to the program to enhance scholarly and creative activities, which provides funding awards for significant research projects, scholarly publications, and artistic presentations. A peer review panel evaluated the faculty proposals, which were judged on their potential to produce significant scholarly or creative results, such as an article in a major journal, a book published by a major academic press, or a successful application for an external award or grant. The awards topped out at $10,000 for single-authored proposals and $18,000 for co-authored proposals. And I love to name names here of some of the recipients. And here they are. Emily Johansson Asse, an assistant professor of English. Sheila Athreya, an assistant professor of anthropology. Nia Bora, an assistant professor of anthropology. Kim Dion, assistant professor of political science. Cynthia Boughton, associate professor in history. Chester Dunning, a professor in history. Adam Seep, an assistant professor in history. Kirsten Pullen, assistant professor in performance studies. David McWhorter, associate professor in English. Jinbang Gan, a professor of ecosystem science and management. Saeed Emre, an assistant professor in history. Alice Villalobos, an assistant professor in nutrition and food sciences. Suzanne Eckert, assistant professor in anthropology. Glenn Chambers, assistant professor in history. Michael Collins, associate professor in English. John Lawler, associate professor. And Goyao Wu, a professor of health and kinesiology. Nancy Klein, assistant professor in architecture. Troy Bickham, associate professor in history. Hilaire Kallendorf, an associate professor in Hispanic studies. Yvonne Goddard, assistant professor in educational psychology. Craig Kallendorf, professor in English. Susan Stabile, an associate professor in English. Ashley Currier, assistant professor, women's and gender studies. And Benita Reddy, assistant professor in English. So name and names of the folks that received almost $241,000 in grants for their research from the A&M Research Division. I'm Tom Turpeville. This is Bravo Brazos Valley. Brought to you by Meese & Associates.
If you are in need of legal services, please consider calling Meese & Associates Attorneys at Law. Meese & Associates, an involved community partner. Meese & Associates, attorneys who care about helping you and helping our community. Call us at 846-9608. Licensed by the State Bar of Texas, not certified by the Texas Board of Legal Specialization. Meese & Associates, Attorneys at Law, 846-9608.
Do the countertops in your kitchen or bath need an upgrade? Call Marble Craft today at 846-3881. Marble Craft has been bringing new life to kitchens and baths for over 10 years. Marble Craft has a vast selection of material and color choices from granite, natural marble, slate, and soapstone. Marble Craft is also a certified installer of solid stone countertops. So call Marble Craft at 846-3881 for a free estimate or come by our showroom at 702 West Carson Street in Bryan and get inspired.
WTAW News Time, 8:30, 41 degrees right now at the studios. This final look at news for the morning brought to you by Mia's on Main. For windows beyond measure and more, it's Mia's on Main in the Brazos Decorative Center, downtown Bryan. Working virtually nonstop for 2 weeks, the College Station City Secretary's office has finished verifying signatures seeking to recall three members of City Council. Members of SaveWelburn.org collected enough signatures for all three. In the case of Mayor Nancy Berry, recall proponents picked up five more registered voters above the minimum. The margin was much higher for those seeking to recall Dave Rusink and Katie Marie Lyles. It was a margin of 342 for Rusink, 318 for Lyles. While recall supporters quoted the city charter in calling for the recall election to be held in March or April, city officials say state law mandates it be held in May or May 14th. Berry, Lyles, and Rusink have until next Tuesday, February 1st, to decide whether to resign. If they don't, then a recall election will likely be established on February 10th at the city council meeting. Changes are coming to the College Station city charter. City Council has approved creation of a Citizens Review Committee requested by City Secretary Sherry Mashburn.
They approved my timeline, which means the next time it'll be coming before the council will be at that second meeting in February. And at that time, they'll do the creation, and they'll probably give me maybe some direction ahead of time, maybe in February, on what they're going to be actually looking for. But I want to go ahead and start advertising this.
Mashburn says she saw potential changes to the city charter as early as last summer.
I know that I'm not the only one that has some concerns or issues with the charter. Other departments have spoken to me about that. And so everybody's going to be submitting things to the council for them to see if they want to charge the commission to review those sections for amendment.
College Station residents interested in reviewing the city charter can apply online at cstx.gov, or you can apply in person at College Station City Hall. Bryan police are investigating the death of a local man who was hit and killed by a train Monday morning. Police say 53-year-old Herman Roberson was pushing a bicycle east along the railroad tracks near Harvey Mitchell Parkway and Highway 21 when he was hit by an eastbound train. The conductor told police he sounded the horn several times, but to no avail. The railroad crossing on West 28th near Harvey Mitchell Parkway was closed temporarily during the investigation. No one else was injured. It's more than just a skeleton coming out of the ground. Taking shape is the new College Station High School on Barron Road. And thanks to CSISD, you can see an aerial picture of the facility on our website, WTAW.com. Deputy Superintendent Clark Ely says applications are being taken through the end of this week from current administrators interested in becoming the high school's first principal.
Well, we know that we have a number of quality administrators in College Station ISD, a number of which have good high school experience. We feel we have viable candidates already within our district, and so the decision was made to go forward with an internal posting only, and we feel very good about the various options that we have here for folks to fill that very important chair.
Ely says the new principal should be hired as of March 1st of this year. The new high school opens in the fall of 2012. On a related item, road construction continues in that area. The city has announced reduced speed limits on Barron from Victoria to Highway 40. Those reduced speeds will remain in effect until February of next year. The Texas Senate has released its spending plan and will start hearings on it sooner than ever. Robert Wood has that story from Austin.
The Senate budget plan still makes deep cuts, but keeps some programs cut in the House budget more or less intact, like pre-K programs, and would cut fewer state jobs, a little over 8,000. To take up the budget as soon as possible, the lieutenant governor has appointed the Finance Committee early, and Committee Chair Steve Ogden wants permission to start budget hearings within a week.
We will be asking this body later this week for permission to take up and hear this bill.
In Austin, Robert Wood, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Governor Perry has declared an emergency issue of efforts to require a woman considering an abortion to first have a sonogram. The Texas House received the official filing from Perry on Monday. He first announced the plan Saturday. Making the issue an emergency item allows lawmakers to begin considering the legislation during the first 30 days of the legislative session. And a College Station man is $1 million richer, minus taxes, of course, after playing a new Texas Lottery scratch-off game. Steve Muller is the first of six people getting the top prize of the black scratch-off that was introduced last week. Muller says he'll pay off his bills, then he's taking some time in Vegas. WTAW News Time is 8:35. The news brought to you by Me is on Main. More local news coming up today at noon or anytime online at WTAW.com. I'm Chase Murphy, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Howdy, this is Jim Ross, your local State Farm agent for Me is on Main. Our space at the Wells Fargo building is a total success because of Mia's practicality and great style. It's been a win-win situation for our employees and our clients. The creative team at Mia's is personable, fun to work with, and was realistic with my budget. From custom draperies, beddings, blinds, shades, and shutters to complete home office designs, call 823-MAIN. That's 823-6246. Mia's on Main, located in the Brazos Decorative Center in downtown Bryan.
Do you need a new website, or does your old website need a fresh new look? Are you missing sales because customers can't find you on the web? HostWink.com has an amazing free offer just for you. With HostWink.com, you can register a new website address, choose a low-cost hosting package, and get a free website. Easy as a wink. HostWink.com. With HostWink.com, you can choose from one of our professionally designed sites, free. At HostWink.com, it's easy to customize your site by adding your information, selling points, and even your company logo. Best of all, you can change content on your website whenever you want, 24 hours a day. Just log on to HostWink.com and start building your own website today for as little as $3.95 a month. Sign up now, and HostWink.com will give you 1 month of website hosting free. Use promo code Aggie. That's promo code Aggie, and start saving today. HostWink.com, easy as a wink. HostWink.com, Aggie owned and operated.
Do the countertops in your kitchen or bath need an upgrade? Call Marble Craft today at 846-3881. Marble Craft has been bringing new life to kitchens and baths for over 10 years. Marble Craft has a vast selection of material and color choices from granite, natural marble, slate, and soapstone. Marble Craft is also a certified installer of solid stone countertops. So call Marble Craft at 846-3881 for a free estimate, or come by our showroom at 702 West Carson Street in Bryan and get inspired.
Scott and White Health Plan, your partner in wellness. Learn more at swhp.org.
News Talk 1620 WTAW, your Brazos Valley weather forecast. Time for that right now. Here's Rob.
Area of high pressure is building into the region. Right now we find the high across New Mexico. It'll be responsible for some sunshine today. Still have some cloudiness off to our east and some clouds to our west, so I think the best we'll do today is partly sunny weather. Highs will be in the mid and upper 50s. We're clear tonight with lows in the low to mid 30s. Sunshine for tomorrow. Highs are going to be in the lower 60s. Clear skies in the mid 30s tomorrow night. It's going to be partly to mostly sunny on Thursday, a high in the lower 60s. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Thanks, Rob. The weather brought to you by United Roofing. It's 8:38. You know, not only today.
That's how it sounds.
Man. If your keyboard could talk, you know what it would say?
What?
Stop!
Okay, I'm gonna be real.
That's what it would say if your keyboard could talk.
It's like Scott dialing a phone. Huh?
Yeah, really. Man.
It's that right thumb. I got a heavy right thumb.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, hitting that space bar. Bam, 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 bam.
Are you saying your thumb is obese?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, it's the Sally Struthers thumb. Yeah.
very nice. She's not listening anyway.
No, she's got other stuff to do.
Well, I was putting stuff in here just for the last, the downhill slide on the show here, and we'll have another break built in, of course, but West Coast affiliates be forewarned. Not only is it busy from an entertainment standpoint because the Oscar nominations came out today,
Right.
Which we carried live. Thank you
very
much.
Yes, we did.
We'd just like to point that out.
The first time ever.
Well, and the parts that you care about. Now, that was total luck. I would love to sit here and lie to you and tell you that I timed it out to get just in time for Best Actor, but we caught the tail end. We actually caught them on the tail end of Best Actress, and then we got to Best Actor, Best Director, and then they started getting all that screenplay mess. And then we just happened to catch the 10 nominees for Best Picture, so you're welcome. Mm-hmm. But aside from that, lots of Geekazoid stuff today as well. So we'll just start at the top. This is some pretty interesting stuff, all right? Let this soak in for a minute. This one alone may light up the phones. Texting pedestrians and iPod-obsessed runners on the street. Attention. You may soon get unplugged. Lawmakers in New York, not surprising, and Arkansas have proposed restrictions on the use of cell phones and music players such as iPods by people running and walking on the street or sidewalk. Really? How in the world? I mean, we've talked about it before. Regardless of agree or disagree with texting while driving,
right?
Enforcement is problematic, and that is being kind. How in the world are you going to, that's just draconian, it sounds like. The proposal before the Arkansas legislature by Democrat Senator Jimmy Jeffress would ban pedestrians from wearing headphones in both ears while on the street or sidewalk, but pedestrians could wear a headphone in one ear. So you're leaning to one side because you got it. Have you ever? I mean, Tom, you've been in radio long enough, and I have too. You've had one channel go out on your headphones, and you've had to struggle through like for the rest of a show or something like that with one channel out. It sucks.
It does.
Nobody wants a headphone with just one earpiece working.
No, No, because you hear like people typing in the other ear.
Meanwhile, a New York lawmaker, Meanwhile, a New York lawmaker has proposed banning pedestrian use of electronic devices while in the crosswalks. This is specific. While in the crosswalks of cities with a population of a million or more. Well, gee, in New York, that pretty much narrows it down, doesn't it?
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah. Let's see, outside of New York City, gosh, I don't know. Not even Buffalo's got a million people. The proposals come as safety advocates are shifting their attention more to pedestrians distracted by their gadgets. Hello.
Well, it's nice to know in these dire economic times, somebody's doing the legislation that needs to be done for the people.
Absolutely. Someone, yes. Please think of the children. Please think of the children. Because once again, you know, it goes back, and if you've seen the video by now, the lady texting, and I can't remember where she was, but she's texting in the mall.
Oh, yeah.
And she walks right into the fountain because she's got her head so far up her tailpipe, not paying attention to what she's doing.
Yes.
She walks right into a fountain, then has the audacity to come back later
and wants to sue
the mall because nobody checked on me.
Oh, she doesn't want to sue the mall. She wants to sue the people that put it viral on YouTube.
Well, good luck with that, lady.
Yeah.
Because you know what? Everybody, and I mean everybody, has a camera on their hip now. And most
this was just the regular surveillance.
But that's why she wanted to sue the mall.
Yeah. I mean, it had two different views of it, a head on and a side view of it. And it got played and played and played
because it's hilarious.
That's right.
It is hilarious. Why in the world would stuff like that should come out every day? Hello.
No, this is just liberals taking another chance to not thin the herd so they get more votes.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Well, that's a good. That's a good point. That's a good point, too. So
there you go. Speaking of liberals, you know, something we didn't mention yesterday was, what's his name? MSNBC guy.
Oh, yeah, Keith Olbermann.
Keith Olbermann just saying goodbye on Friday.
He pretty much pulled a Dan Rather, didn't he?
Yeah, he did. He said, evidently,
I'm going to get up and walk out. Well, you know what, pal? Take your toys and go home.
Well, I don't think it was totally his decision because he made the statement like, I've been told this is my last show.
Well, you know what? Regardless, and again, agree or disagree with it, he didn't have the ratings.
Well, and he was, like you say, agree or disagree, he was vile. He really was. The things that he said about George Bush in his last term were vile. I mean, that's the only word for it. They were totally inappropriate, some of the adjectives that he used.
If Glenn Beck is... To be kind, to call Glenn Beck provocative or Bill O'Reilly provocative, then, you know, frankly, Olbermann is incendiary.
Yeah.
If they are provocative, he is incendiary because of what he said. And again, did not face near the criticism that Glenn Beck or Bill O'Reilly or Rush Limbaugh or Sean Hannity. And again, I'm as much as you possibly can. And that's the difficulty today is the ability to look at it objectively. Objectivity should be on the endangered species list because objectivity is pretty much flying out the window. But whether you agree or disagree with any of them, if you just rank them based on the vitriol with which they went about things, I would put O'Reilly and Olbermann at the top, but Olbermann ahead of O'Reilly.
Exactly.
So
we don't have Olbermann to kick around anymore.
Well, good riddance to him. You can always go back to ESPN. Oh, wait, never mind.
Yeah.
You can always go back to ESPN. Oh, wait, never mind. You can always go back to NBC Sports. Oh,
He's
wait,
pretty
never
much
mind.
Unemployed right now, I think.
Yeah, I better know. I better shut up. He might start working here.
I doubt it.
Yeah. He'd really have to stoop far. So, continuing along, told you a bunch of geekazoid stuff, though. This is pretty interesting. For people who just can't get enough of the IRS. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
But the timing is probably not a mystery. They now have their own app. It's called IRS To Go. Allows you to track your refunds and get tax tips from the IRS. Free, available for people who use the iPhones or iPod Touch, and, of course, Androids as well. So you can download that now. Firefox and Google Chrome browsers. I'm a Firefox user.
Mm-hmm.
And Google Chrome, lots of folks out there doing that. They're getting tools to help users block advertisers from collecting information about them. Sounds nice, right? Here's the catch. The Do Not Track tool will be the first in a series of steps designed to guard privacy. Not yet known when it will be available on Firefox. Chrome users can download a browser plugin that blocks advertisers, but only from ad networks that already let people decline or opt out of personalized targeted ads, so you have to choose to let it happen. Next version of Internet Explorer, which is still being developed, will include a similar feature, and it will crash 19 times the first time you use it, people who will have to create or find their own list of sites that they want to block. So it will smack of effort if you want to do that. And then finally, in talking techno stuff, This is pretty funny. University of Missouri.
We want to go to the Big Ten, too.
We're going to the Big Ten, too. No, we're not.
No, we're not.
Oh, no.
Okay, it's
those other guys are too hard to play.
It's a sports thing, but Missouri. Uh-huh. Oh, the crybabies.
Uh-huh. Gee, they were number one just a couple of years ago.
They sure were, weren't they? You know, and just, you know, and not to talk X's and O's, but another reason why I just have no sympathy for the University of Missouri is because I am convinced it's because of the University of Missouri that A&M Consolidated got the cease and desist order on the Tiger logo.
That's right. Yeah, that's right. I remember that. Yeah.
I'm convinced, you know, because that was
that's ours. But yeah, let's find a high school we can pick on in Texas somewhere. You know.
Although I will say this, the one that was drawn up, the new one that's been around for a few years now, it blows that Missouri one out.
Oh,
of the
it
water.
Does.
I
You're
love
right.
that one. So.
Yeah.
So anyway, Mizzou wanted a piece of a student's app pie. All right. Undergrad student, guy's name is Tony Brown, had an idea for an iPhone app. Now, this is the beautiful thing about if you can come up with an app for the iPhone or Android, because, you know, if you run through the traps and you jump through the right hoops, this thing can go. And, I mean, this is what happened with Angry Birds. This is what's happened with any number of apps. It's an idea that takes root, that people make happen, and then the next thing you know, they're making money off of it. All right, so here's what happened. Tony Brown came up with an idea for an iPhone app, and again, he's an undergrad at Missouri. He wanted to track local apartment rentals. Gosh, in a college town, there would never be a need for that, would there? It has since been downloaded 250,000 times. Let's say that again.
Wow.
Undergrad student at Missouri comes up with an app to track local apartment rentals. His app has been downloaded 250,000 times. Well, then cue the Star Trek Death March music. Here comes the University of Missouri and their lawyers. They want 2/3 of the profits because the idea was conceived during a class. It was Tony's idea, but they're saying because you came up with it for a class, we are entitled to 2/3 of the profits. He didn't budge, and the school has since dropped its claim. So Tony does not have to give in. I'm guessing, though, he probably better mind his P's and Q's or consider transferring one of the two.
Yeah.
So, by the way, the University of Missouri now has a written policy. Student inventions developed with university resources belong to the university. So the idea is, you know, conceive it, but you can conceive it in class, but you might want to draw it up with you know, some popsicle sticks and styrofoam cups, you know, in your own time. So when you're at that party, things of that nature. But good for him. You know, he didn't bow down. And I'm sure he got some nice, nasty letters and more than a few nasty meetings and things like that. But this guy said, no, man, this is my idea. I'm going to stick with it. And they have since dropped their claim. So good for him.
There you go.
849 News Talk 1620 WTAW.
This is Jim Swayze, back again from the great opening of Half Price Books' new home on University, just off the bypass next to PetSmart. You know why Half Price Books calls their store openings great instead of grand. Well, while it may be grand that many bookstores offer discounts on certain items, at Half Price Books, almost everything is at least half price or less all the time. At the new location, you'll find more of everything. Books, music, movies, and lots more for the kids. How great is that? Hunting for treasures and bargains is always grand, especially these days. Finding tons of it like you do at Half Price Books is totally great. And the fact that they pay cash for your old books, music, and movies is even greater. Half Price Books, now on University just off the bypass next to PetSmart. Real books, real treasures, real cheap. So hurry out, because what's there today may not be there tomorrow. Find out more or drop me a note at hpb.com.
The new year means unbelievable discounts on all remaining 2010 Cadillacs at Sterling Auto Group. Save an incredible $10,000 off the commanding yet elegant 2010 Cadillac Escalade. Or for an experience in distinctive luxury, drive away in the 2010 DTS for an amazing $10,000 off. The 2010 Cadillac Clearance, only at Sterling Auto Group on Highway 6 between Briarcrest and University.
Sterling makes it easy.
For more than 140 years, Texans have looked to Frost for trusted, prudent advice, and we're proud to offer Bryan College Station this advice through our private trust services. Our trust specialists can help you manage a variety of assets, including securities, real estate, oil and gas interests, businesses, and more. In other words, no matter how complex your financial situation may be, we'll help put a plan in place. Call 979-696-7147 or visit 1862 Rock Prairie Road, Suite 201. Frost, we're from here.
If your business is involved in the Home Products and Garden Show, you'll want your ad in Brian Broadcasting's At Home Magazine. At Home Magazine is full of local articles reaching local homeowners. An attractive, full-color, glossy publication, At Home Magazine offers almost everything a homeowner needs to know to spruce up his home inside and out. To get an early bird special on advertising in At Home Magazine, contact Sam Jones today at 695-9595. 695-9595.
850. News Talk 1620 WTAW, your homework assignment for today, go home and start cleaning out your closets because there are some things you need to look for. There are some things that just might make you some money. And no, I'm not talking about rip apart that print that Aunt Tilly gave you 20 years ago looking for a copy of the Declaration of Independence behind it or something like that. Now, if you think it's back there, go for it. God rest Aunt Tilly's soul.
But that's right. Don't make a bad movie about that.
Then. Exactly, yeah. Exactly. But here's the thing, all right? One of the changing definitions in our time, one of the many changing definitions, is what is an antique?
Yes, yes.
What is an antique? Because, you know, you go back, and before the antique craze really hit, and I don't know when it really, really hit, then you started seeing, you know, the small towns would revitalize their downtown areas and put in antique stores and antique shops and things like that. And that's great. That's wonderful. But before that, you thought of dusty, rusty things that may or may not work. They were as much for appearance purposes as anything else. And, you know, then antiques started becoming big money.
Right.
And here's the thing. You got Gen Xers and Gen Yers out there that have some disposable income.
Yeah.
Now, you take somebody that, I don't know, was born in 1976. Gosh, like me.
Okay.
What would be an antique to somebody like me? Now, granted, my definition of an antique is probably going to be different from the definition of someone my own age.
Uh-huh.
But here's the reason why. Antique dealers are saying that at a recent show in Clark County, Washington, this is a story from the Associated Press, Gen Xers, Gen Yers, really looking for stuff from the 90s.
As antiques?
Yep.
Oh, my gosh.
80s, not 90s, but 80s. All right.
See, I was putting an arbitrary number of something that was 50 years old was an antique.
Well, but again...
You know, or could be considered
an antique. And that might be the traditional definition, but they're saying that things like Cabbage Patch Dolls, Care Bears...
Those collectibles.
Hot Wheels and Transformers. Huge. And think about it. All right, now again, let's back away and look at this critically for just a moment. Somebody like that who is maybe has a little bit of disposable income, they got a house, they've got the kids, they've got the job, they're working, they're probably a little stressed out and looking to perhaps recapture a little bit of the childhood. What better way than to go back and get some Hot Wheels or a Cabbage Patch doll? Hello?
Sure.
Hey, antiques are defined 100 years.
100 years. Okay.
Okay. See, going back 100 years.
And thank you for letting us know that. But the thing is, and that may be the standard. But the thing is, and perhaps a better term would be collectibles.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I mean, you take somebody.
See, I told you I wasn't an antique yet.
That's right. That's right. No matter. I don't care what Scott says about you. And hello, pot. I'm kettle. So.
Yeah.
But so there you go. And I'll say this: I still have of all the toys that I had growing up, I had a ton because I drove a million miles pushing Hot Wheels and Matchbox racers around.
Oh, you did. No, I got a picture.
I did. Yeah.
Yeah. On a wooden floor?
No.
Just on the carpet?
Well, on the carpet, but yeah. I had little rubberized mats with little two-dimensional depictions of scenes and cities and things like that. So, yeah, I mean, it was...
Why does that not surprise me?
Oh, yeah. Man, I was all over the place.
Oh, my gosh.
So, and you know what? I road raged then. So I had whatever car I had in the left hand, it was yelling at the one in the right hand or vice versa.
Yeah.
Get out of the way!
Same to you, buddy.
That's right. Nope, I was just like that at 7. And Mom was worried about me. And look where I am now.
Yeah.
Now she's still worried about me. No, I mean,
is he going to get a real job? Ever?
Yeah, really. You're 35 years old. You have a family.
That's right. Do they pay you to do that?
Yeah, I really can't. Yeah. Are you sure? You're sure not?
Yeah. Do you need a loan?
Do you need some money? Yeah. Are you sure? I don't know how you're making your bills. But I have in my garage.
Glad Jamie has a real job.
Glad Jamie's gainfully employed. Yeah, yeah. She's in there going, at least he has health insurance then. I have it through this job, Mom. Thankfully, my mom is not like that, but it does make for some funny fodder on the show. So.
What exactly do you do?
Yeah, what would you say you do here? Listen, buddy, that's a question that could be asked of any number of people around here, and there's any number of people that would cringe if that question ever gets asked.
Yeah.
But once again, we work for a wonderful company, so.
Right, we do.
But I got a garage full of Matchbox racers. The one thing that I don't have that I wish I had kept. Mm-hmm. Oh my goodness, I wish I had kept these things, for two reasons. Number one, just for my own personal collectibles, if you will, and number two, to pass on to my son. I had a ton of die-cast metal tractors.
Oh yeah, the old
Herbal tractors. I had a ton. I had, you know, small John Deere, medium sized John Deere, large John Deere with the full cab. I had a disc attachment. I had a plow. I had a combine. I had all that stuff. And you know, I got to a stage in my life early on where I didn't want to play with it anymore, and so that went to a garage sale. And so somebody got a screaming deal on that.
Oh man! So you can still buy those things at John Deere places.
Yeah. But it's the sentimental value.
Oh,
my dad gave me a lot of that stuff, and you know, just as a snot-nosed kid, I couldn't appreciate it then. So
sure.
And so I kind of
now you're a snot-nosed adult, and you can appreciate it.
Yeah, boy, I wish I had it back then.
Mm-hmm,
so
yeah.
Oh, it's time to do this date in history, isn't it? So, and I know you love this part.
I do love this part, even when you do it.
And if I could just pull it up.
Oh, that's just like Scott. Yeah, I had it here somewhere.
Yeah, I got it here somewhere.
Yeah.
All right, here we go. Shout out back there. this date in 1947, Al Capone died in Miami Beach.
Oh, didn't know he was sick.
He was only 48 years old. This date in 1971, Charles Manson and three female followers convicted in Los Angeles.
They'll get paroled next time, sure.
Yeah, sure. Just keep that swastika.
Yeah.
And this date in 1981, the 52 Americans held hostage by Iran for 444 days arrived in the United States. All right, you asked for it. I'm giving you 2 minutes.
There you go.
Nah.
Well, the Oscar nominations, 83rd Annual Academy Awards, came out this morning. Best Picture, there were 10 of them. Black Swan, The Fighter, Inception, The Kids Are All Right, The King's Speech, 127 Hours.
Which, by the way, I wanted to jump in here real quick. James Franco tells Fox Searchlight, the studio behind 127 Hours, that he would be in class at Yale today whether or not he was nominated for Best Actor. Studio had asked if he could be in New York, ready to be interviewed on the Today Show if nominated. Franco told him, not going to miss class.
Got class.
Not going to presume. He says, if you want to bring out a camera crew to Yale and wait and see if I get nominated, I'd be happy to step out of class and say, I'm very grateful.
There you go. Well, good for him.
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah. The Social Network, Toy Story 3, True Grit, and Winter's Bone were the other ones nominated. Best Actor, Javier Bardem in A Beautiful, Jeff Bridges in True Grit, Jesse Eisenberg in The Social Network, Colin Firth in The King's Speech, and James Franco in 127 Hours.
He's very grateful.
Yeah. Annette Bening, Nicole Kidman, Jennifer Lawrence, Natalie Portman, and Michelle Williams for Best Actress. And those were the main nominees. And there you go.
All right.
And we got 7 seconds.
No, we've got a minute and seven
seconds. Oh, that's right. I'm sorry. I looked at the clock. I did a Scott there. Excuse me. Yeah. Best Supporting Actor, the guy who will win, because I saw the movie and he was incredible. Christian Bale in The Fighters, just amazing. John Hawks in Winter's Bone. Jeremy.
So you're saying that that lottery winner here in town should go ahead and put his money on
Christian
on that.
Bale. Yeah. Yeah, right.
All right.
Jennifer Renner for The Town, Mark Ruffalo for The Kids Are All Right, and Jeffrey Rush, very good in The King's Speech. And Best Supporting Actress, Amy Adams, very good actress in The Fighter, Helena Bonham Carter in The King's Speech, Melissa Leo in The Fighter, Haley Steinfeld in True Grit, and Jackie Weaver in Animal's Kingdom.
What's funny is you can go back and you can watch Amy Adams in one of her first feature roles in Drop.